day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad Boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
We're going to find the chick that threw up.
She's sick! She threw up!
Where is she? Hold on. Is she still in there?
Yeah, the door's locked.
Am I standing? We're standing in it!
Okay, remember that time lightning shut up? Oh, wait, that never happened.
Everything is falling apart, and, like, birds are dying. I mean, birds are dying, and it's, like, hard, you know, to, like, wake up every day and know that, like, there are bad things happening, and this bird was just, like, a symbol of that.
It's 5:30 in the morning. What the hell are you doing?
And then funk breaks loose all over the place as the 46th Annual Grammy Awards continues right here on CBS.
Bean, seriously? No one cares. No one cares.
And now.
So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Tuesday, the 22nd of January. Nice. Thanks.
Well done.
That's so much better than the one that we usually have.
Yeah, I know. A little less sloppy.
Thank God.
I totally forgot. No Bean.
That's the first.
I wondered why Ralph was running in here.
That was the first visitor.
All right.
That wasn't the second one. It wasn't sloppy seconds like Bean plays.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, Bean's on jury duty today.
That's right.
And he's going to be so disappointed.
In spite of our best efforts, he's on jury duty.
So much fun when he said, there, Mr. Baxter, you can go.
What? But I was wanted to be a juror.
I know. I mean, the odds are he won't be.
Of course.
And he didn't seem to get that.
If there were 13 people to choose from, odds are he wouldn't be.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Because I'd look at him and say, this guy's a freak. Yes. We don't want him judging anyone.
Yes.
Doesn't really have any people that he should be on a jury with.
It's supposed to be a jury of your peers. He's not a peer to anybody.
Yeah.
He's a unique creature.
When I went to jury duty, there were, I don't know, 200-300 people in there just sitting there waiting, and they just kept calling names and calling names. Got to be lunch. They released me. I hadn't even been called yet, and they said, okay, you're done.
Sometimes there aren't even enough cases for the people that they have. It's always sort of a contingency thing. They flood the market with jurors just to make sure if they're ass covered.
But at least he's managing his expectations, and that's good, because he doesn't expect to get on a long, complicated murder trial.
Guys, I'd like to be on for about a year and then have a murder case. You're going Larry King. Shut up. Get
you
a haircut,
imagine,
too, while you're at it.
By the way, can you imagine being on a jury with Bean for a year? He would drive those people out of their minds.
It would be another case because there would be a murder. 11 people would be held over for murder when they carted his body out of there.
Your Honor, we have 10 of us are all agreeing. We have one troublemaker that we might need to replace. That
would be awesome. 11 and one.
11 and one,
12,
sorry.
12 guys in a jury.
However many.
Civics class.
I didn't think math.
Civics.
Math.
Oh, all right.
You got to take math first so you can understand that. So anyway, Bean's on jury duty today. I told him that would happen. I told him he would get released and he will call us before 10 a.m.
That's you get a release when you go to jury duty in Washington? Oh, that's
completely
awesome.
Different.
I so want to go to jury duty
there.
He's
going to be released from jury duty, I'm guessing.
I'm
sorry. He's going to walk through the door and they're going to go, no. No.
Look at
Turn
you.
Turn right around.
Go back wherever you came from. No.
Hey, Sasquatch, tell your story walking.
So, Ralph, I watched the American Gladiators last night.
How great is that show?
Great, bad, you mean, though.
Great, great.
But great, I mean,
He doesn't. He's a purist, Ralph. He
what?
Doesn't. Ralph just
great.
Loves
bad.
It.
I mean, with Hulk and the interviews.
I ignore
great
the interviews.
Great, bad.
But the competition stuff, isn't that great?
It
Aren't
looks
those games
fun,
awesome?
But I can't get past, you know, Wolf.
I see red. You have a red jersey, and I'm going to have your blood running
Come
down
at
my...
you like Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, God.
It's a full moon. I'm thirsty. Your blood's be dripping from my fangs.
That drives me crazy.
Wolf.
Drives me crazy. But anyway, we have
the Eliminator. The Eliminator. Wouldn't the Eliminator kill you if you tried to do it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, probably.
That's rough.
But I don't find myself in the position of trying to climb a padded mountain.
Where's your sense of competition?
It's such bizarre competition, though. It's like...
That's the fun of it.
I guess. But I can't get past...
names.
Can't get past the whole stir and the interviews and all that stuff. That drives me crazy.
Leia Ali's pretty hot.
She is. She doesn't look like she used to. They've dressed her up a
bit.
Yeah,
she looks pretty good.
Yeah. But,
and some of the female gladiators, too, by the way. I'd like to go a few rounds of joust with them. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh. I'd like to have sex with them.
Okay. I don't get that.
I would like to have sex with them.
Apparently, we had an intern here at K-Rock, which we remember very well.
Hey. Young, hot, and Asian.
Yeah. who is one of the contestants last night.
Yeah.
I was just in the office talking to Alex. I was like, tell me what she did when she was here. She said she was just kind of always sick.
I was like, okay. I saw her last night, too. I watched, and I said, oh, yeah, I remember her. I have no idea how long she was here, what she
sort
did,
of, right?
But I remember her being here.
You sort of recognize the face, but she didn't make a huge impression just because she, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But she was a competitor last night. We're going to talk to her today.
Okay.
Find out how that went.
Excellent.
It was just the beginning of her competition.
Oh, really?
That's what she said last night.
The beginning?
This is just the beginning for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, we're going to play that tomorrow over and over again.
From lessons from Dave?
Yeah, exactly.
In English? So, yeah, The American Gladiators. Wow.
I love that show.
Was that your first and last, Kevin?
No. I like it for different reasons than Ralph, I think. I don't enjoy the competitions as much as I do the really, really horrible interviews and the... And how they're way, 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 way too pumped up for that anyone should be for anything.
Yeah.
But I like it bad.
You and me on the earthquake, man. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to take you down.
Last night there was that very clearly lesbian who was, I'm a football player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a ball. I'm a football player.
I'm a lawyer and a female football player. Well, your parents must be proud. They have two sons.
That's a combination right there. And then she lost her first thing. She was almost crying. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She kicked me. I don't feel very good because she kicked me.
Well, Crush did kick her in the head.
I know.
She knocked her off the earthquake.
She pushed her with her foot.
That's what she said. It was a step. You stepped on her face.
Awesome.
Crush is hot, by the way. She's a female MMA fighter, that Crush.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
She's very hot.
She
very
good?
Hot.
She's almost unbeatable.
No kidding.
And then there's Helga. I love me some Helga.
Helga, that killed me.
Helga's about 6'2", about 230.
Big girl.
That talks like this.
Yeah, she's an East German swimmer.
Viking power.
She's like, jeez. Steroid power.
They play up that stereotype as best they can. She's in, like, lederhosen.
With pigtails. She looks like the girl from the Swiss Miss Instant Cocoa box.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
Sounds like a transvestite.
She's damn close.
She probably is.
Very China-esque.
We don't know.
Saying.
We don't know if she is or not.
They had her on Insider last night with Pat O'Brien and Lara. And they had the inside look at the female... American Gladiators.
What kind of a story is that?
It's not. It's the biggest show on television right now, so they want to, you know, hitch their wagon to it. So they invited some down, and they were talking to
several
of them.
And by inside look, you don't mean...
No, gynecological.
What we really want.
Good.
No. We said, and we'll talk about Helga's secret past. I was like, she's a dude! It's got to be a dude. That's got to be her secret. And it wasn't her secret.
What was it?
I don't know.
Something insignificant?
She's from Texas or something.
That's
it? I think she's supposed to be from Sweden, but yeah. She's actually
what
was
a surprise.
So her and Victoria Racano, that little reporter girl they send up once in a while, hot brunette chick.
Yeah.
They put her and Helga up on the joust thing with the giant Q-tips.
With Q-tip, yeah.
And Helga's like going, just tapping her. It's like, oh, I quit. She jumped off. It was horrible. Horrible.
Well, not everyone can do it.
That's... I so wish I was in any sort of shape in any possible condition.
You would want to compete in that?
I would so go on American Gladiators. I would take down Titan and Wolf.
God.
The Militia. The one man army.
God, the Militia.
I think Militia was the dude who did gay porn.
Really?
Yeah, one of the gladiators had a past in gay porn, and I'm pretty sure it was Militia.
Fantastic.
An army of one. I've seen his bayonet. It's deadly. It's a bazooka.
I don't know if you watched the playoffs over the weekend. I'm sure Ralph did. Lisa, did you watch any of it?
No.
How did the Chargers not win that game?
Couldn't score a touchdown.
Pat gave it away.
I know.
Four times in the red zone, score one touchdown.
I know. They almost beat them. But 24 below in Green Bay, wind chill.
Brutal.
24 below.
Piece of cake.
Oh, God.
See the girls in the bikinis?
No.
Yeah, there were girls in bikinis in the stands.
No, I saw the cheerleaders, and they were wearing full ski outfits, and they had the jackets.
There were three hot chicks.
You could freeze in that weather.
Three hot chicks in the stands, calling themselves the Lambeau Bikini Club. And they were holding up signs, and they were just girls in bikinis. And, like, hot girls, not fat girls. They didn't have the benefit of, like, you know, hibernation fat, like a bear where you just load up on fat.
You would think they would in Green Bay.
Yeah, but no, they were really attractive, and they must have been cold.
Same camera frame. It was, like, the weirdest visual of extremes. There was these women in bikinis in sub-zero weather, and then there's this guy with a yak on.
Oh, I saw that
Did
guy.
Did you see that
with
guy?
With a full yak. Yeah.
He's in the crowd like, all right, Packers. And he has like a yak body.
Like yeah. he just came out of the woods or
yes,
something?
Yes, like a... like
just hiked
like
out for the game?
Paleolithic man, staying warm. It was awesome.
He thought they were the Green Bay Yakkers.
That's what I'm
saying. Nice. That's what I'm saying.
It comes full circle.
Wow.
It does. So we got the Super Bowl set up, and 11-year-old retarded Eli Manning is in it.
Boy, what a just a mouth-breathing freak he is. Just,
you look at Peyton Manning, who, of course, was the...
He's looking at a look at it. He's looking over the top of his eyes, and he's got his mouth open. Like they have to come out on the field and take his hand and bring him back to the sideline.
It's like Special Olympics. It's like Special Olympics football.
He's like some idiot savant who does one thing. He can play football, but everything else, he must be just... He writes with crayon to sign his name on the contract.
And he plays well. He's physical. He throws well.
Past month, he's been playing lights out football.
Out of his head.
But has sucked for years now.
Oh, I know.
It's insane.
Yeah, but when he gets interviewed, that's the best. That's... I mean, he's just... he crazy. So anyway, it's going to be the Giants against the Patriots.
Boring.
Yeah, boring is right.
Yeah.
Who do you root for there, by the way? Although Brady apparently is hurt.
Is he?
Really?
Yeah.
How did he get hurt? What happened?
No one's saying, but he's been walking around in a walking cast in New York City visiting his girlfriend Gisele Bündchen, and they got photos of him, so they're speculating that sometime during the Charger game he got dinged up.
How about that? Well, he's got 2 weeks, though, to get
over. I know.
And then, I don't know if you saw the commercial for Ryan Seacrest. Did you see that for the Super Bowl?
Did I ever.
He's doing a red carpet.
The red carpet for the Super Bowl.
They've added...
Who's he going to interview?
Whatever celebs they can talk into coming over. What channel is it on? It's Fox.
Fox, yeah.
Okay, so whoever's on any Fox shows that they want to promote, they'll bring their celebrities, and then they'll do the red carpet. I don't know what he's going to ask them.
The red carpet.
Hey, look, it's the Terminator.
Anyway.
Hey, Mr. Terminator, do you play football? It's going to be horrible.
Yeah. What are you wearing? If he asks that one time, I'm going to shoot my screen.
Don't we have enough red carpets to deal with in our lives? You have to add a red carpet to the freaking Super Bowl?
I heard that rumor. I thought it was just a rumor. I just thought someone was putting two and two together with Ryan because he's done red carpet. No, he's doing a red carpet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what they did? They said, we got to get Seacrest on the Super Bowl. It's the American Idol's number one show. We got to somehow tie them together. All right. How can we tie in Ryan Seacrest to the Super Bowl?
Football interviews? No.
No. Yeah. On the sidelines? No.
Training? No.
Going to have to add a red carpet. That's what we need to do. Roll out a red carpet.
They had to get up that much just to squeeze him in.
Yep.
So that's
what she said.
Petros Papadakis will be on the program today.
Petros!
He's got a new show called Pros versus Joes.
See, that's sort of like American Idol, American Gladiator-esque. His
it
show.
Is, yeah, definitely.
Only they do actual sporting events that you've heard of. They don't do, you know.
I can't wait to tell him about Psycho Mike and his in our conversation on Friday. Were you there for the whole thing?
No, I just heard the beginning part of
Pros
it.
Pros versus Joes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Psycho Mike, we went through this whole thing about how Pros versus Joes is as human beings, regular people, take on pros.
Right.
And so whatever the sport. Answer to the eternal question. You know, could I compete with guys who are professional athletes?
Dude, I could hang with. I could do. I
and
could.
The answer is always no. You couldn't.
And then Mike turned it around and started going, "Well, I could."
I didn't start at all what I said.
Well, most people
I'd be jacking balls out of there if someone pitched to me. I'd jack them right out of the park.
I said on all the all
the events. We heard you.
We heard
you.
No, you didn't because you clearly you just totally distorted what I said. All the events, the guys, the Joes stand no chance except for hitting the baseballs because they get. Washed up pitchers, and then they're essentially just throwing 80 mile an hour fastballs. And you could
fantastic.
Most guys could drop bombs on that.
Fantastic. I'd like to see you go on the show.
All right.
Well,
that would
talk
be
to
awesome.
P.
Can
we'll
you imagine?
We'll talk to the Admiral today.
Yes.
Get you on the program.
And I would pay whatever washed up pitcher they got, I would pay him $5,000 to give you a little chin music. Just to peg you right in the ear hole.
I think it was Dibble who was. He was just, he got frustrated and just started throwing chin music.
Good for him.
That's
good
way it should, that's so way it should go.
And you should be at the receiving end.
We have a new website to turn you on to that features hot chicks.
Oh, of course
genius.
It does.
It's genius. It really is.
Genius.
And there's been a lot of websites come and go and you just go, how could no one think of this? But it's fantastic. We got Harvey Levin coming up in the 6 o'clock hour.
A lot to talk about there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about the LA Jedi Knights back a little ways. The Star Wars aficionados meet in a park once a week, have lightsaber battles.
Well, they're training for the uprising.
Yeah. Psycho Mike went down there with a microphone and lightning. And I think video. Did you do that too with video? Yeah. So we've got some highlights of that coming up on this
excellent.
Morning's Kevin and Bean show as well.
I'd like to see.
And Coachella, your first chance to win tickets for Coachella coming up.
All right. Coachella. Love Coachella.
We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat Net.
Now it's Toa the Samoan asking son where he's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear God.
It's so funny. They They asked me to audition for the guy who does the voiceover,
the
eye in the sky of American Gladiators, who talks about the contestants while the competitions are going on.
Right.
And I read some of the copy. I said, I can't do this.
Really?
I'm sorry, I can't.
He's
the
thing I hated the most about that show.
I cannot read these things. It's Toa the Samoa asking, son, where you goa? I was like... They climb this rock wall.
Yeah.
And the gladiators chase after him and try to pull him off. And they pull you off. You get sent down to this giant pool of water underneath the rock wall. And it's like one of the clips said, he just took him on a downtown train to Waterville. I was like, you gotta be asking me.
That's not even trying.
I know. So I said, love the show, gotta pass.
I wish you would have done that.
No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Because I would have been bad at it because I wouldn't be able to sell it. Like, this guy obviously believes in what he's talking about.
Yeah, and we would have mocked you forever.
Well, there's that too.
5:52, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
It's that time of year. Award shows are in full swing. Thing is, some of them aren't going off quite as planned due to the writer's strike. The Golden Globes became pretty much just a press release. And people are not worried about the Oscars. What's going to happen in March?
When is it? March 12th or something?
I believe. I don't know the exact date.
When was it, you mean?
Yeah. Well, Lisa, they said they're going to have a Oscar ceremony regardless of whether the celebrities show up or not. But they have Plan A, which is the full-blown... usual Oscar show, and they're also developing an alternate version, which is basically just clips of the movies and giving out the awards, much like the Golden Globes did.
Oh, boy, that was horrible.
It was awful. But this morning was the morning where they announced the nominees for the Academy Awards, and it happened about 20 minutes ago. In case you missed it, here's the big categories, at least. Here they are announcing the nominees for Lead Actress.
For Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role, the nominees are Kate Blanchett in Elizabeth, The Golden Age, Julie Christie in Away From Her, Marianne Cotillard in La Vie en Rose, Laura Linney in The Savages, and Ellen Page in Juno.
You know...
five movies that no one has seen.
I was just going to say.
Please enjoy.
I was keeping track of the ones I'd seen. I think I saw Juno.
I saw Juno.
That's about it.
But even Juno, in comparison to some of the other bigger films of the year, no one has seen any of these movies.
I desperately tried to see The Savages, and every time I would go, it would like leave the theater.
It would be running away from you?
It would be there for a week, and then I decided to go, and then it was gone.
I don't think that's good for the Oscars, by the way.
It's not good for the Oscars.
Nominate a bunch of movies no one's seen.
Not good for anybody. Although Julie Christie won the Golden Globe for her performance in Away From Her.
Yes.
Which is the Alzheimer's movie.
I don't know anything about that.
Sarah Polley directed it.
Yeah, Julie Christie, by the way, a legendary screen beauty from like the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a big movie called Dr. Zhivago, a big epic film, and has done a bunch of stuff in the 60s. Didn't work so much in the end of her life, but came out of retirement for this role and apparently made a good choice. Here are your nominees for Best Actor.
The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role are George Clooney in Michael Clayton, Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood, Johnny Depp in Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, Tommy Lee Jones in The Valley of Elah, and Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises.
Five good performances there.
Yeah, that's
people were
tough.
Speculating that Tommy Lee Jones might come out of nowhere with this Garden of Elah thing. This is the one he made with Charlize Theron. The Valley of Elah.
Yeah, I saw that. He was really good in it.
But just give it to Daniel Day-Lewis and let's get on with our lives now, shall we?
Yeah, no kidding.
And Best Picture.
That's the big one.
Best Picture nominees for 2007 are Atonement, Juno, Michael Clayton, No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood.
No real surprises there. Perhaps maybe Juno, because it's sort of a smaller film. But good for them for getting the nomination.
Yeah.
So there you go. There are your big awards nominations for the Oscars. Now we have to sit back and see what happens. Maybe they get the writer's strike settled by then. We can all watch the five-hour Oscars.
Hopefully it won't be the host of The Insider reading the winners.
How about George Clooney? Lara? Did he ever weigh 500 pounds?
How about this for a reality show? Sure, we've had Dancing with the Stars. Sure, we've had Skating with Celebrities.
Right.
We've had all sorts of competition shows where has-been washed-up celebrities step up and try to reclaim their careers. This may be the most interesting ever. I know Psycho Mike will be the one to pitch the most wood over this.
Can I get out of the way?
Yeah, I wish you would. The World's Strongest Celebrity.
Oh!
What? Remember the old World's Strongest Man competitions?
No.
Yes.
Where they would have these bruisers like lifting beer kegs and pulling cars, and they would weird sort of competitions that were all strength related.
But it's going to be celebrities.
Yes. World's Strongest Celebrities.
awesome.
Well, did they list who they're going to be?
It's all in the planning stages right now, so no word yet on who will be cast in World's Strongest Celebrities. But it'll be a format similar to Dancing with the Stars, where a celebrity will train with a professional, and they will get you strong and ready for the competitions, and then you'll have to go carry a fire hydrant or something.
You studio heads might want to work on that writer's
strike. Come on, World's Strongest Celebrity!
Come on, it sounds horrible.
You're getting desperate already.
Now, here's Betty White. Carrying a Volvo.
Awesome.
But by awesome, you mean horrible.
Well, no, because like Ralph's right. I mean, all their competitions involve strength, but it involves kind of like real life stuff. So it's going to be like pulling the train, like deadlifting the refrigerator. I want to see, you know, Eric Estrada do that.
Yeah, I don't.
I want to watch him get a hernia and have his insides spill out all over the tarmac.
Trying to pull a jet with his teeth or whatever it is they do.
That'll be good times. It's a miracle. But apparently, Britney Spears showed up at a deposition for her child custody case yesterday.
I can't believe there was another deposition.
I can't either. Why are they still doing that?
Well, they haven't really gotten one out of her. The last time she showed up 2.5 hours later, they had her for about 15 minutes before they had to end it, so they didn't get all the information. Courts were closed yesterday because of MLK Day, but KFED's lawyer had her come to his office yesterday morning at 10:40 a.m., and she showed up.
On time?
Yes.
What happened? Maybe it was an accident.
Yeah, maybe she thought it was 10:40 the previous night. She showed up 12 hours late. Apparently, she was there for over 2.5 hours giving her deposition. So.
Wow.
Did you see any of the footage of her out and about this weekend?
No, I didn't.
She's in full-blown British accent mode now.
I love that.
Yeah.
Why is she doing that? She did her deposition in an accent.
Oh, I wonder. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
I love that.
She's like, please let me go now, sir. I have to go away. Let me drive my car.
Why is she doing that?
She's crazy.
They
asked her about Adnan Galib, her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never met anyone by that name.
What?
She said to a paparazzi. Paparazzi.
She's just being either coy
or she's in...
Forgot.
Yeah, she forgot.
Or she's in her other personality and maybe they don't speak.
Maybe the English one never met her.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Apparently there was a homeless guy in the streets asking her for money as she came out of one club. And she said in her British accent, better off being homeless than being me, sir.
Oh, please.
How about that for a game show? World's most homeless celebrity. Let's put Britney on the street for 5 minutes and see how
live.
She survives.
She wouldn't make it.
Give the dude some money.
Better to be homeless than me. She give him anything?
No.
Wow.
No.
No, I did not.
No, I did not.
Why? Tragic news coming out of the New York Daily News. They are reporting that Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson may be headed to the altar.
How dare you, sir?
I'm sorry. I got to report the bad stories,
too. That is unacceptable.
Insiders claiming that they will announce their engagement soon, according to the New York Daily News.
Game.
So take that for what it's worth.
Wow.
Hurts, don't it?
Wow.
Hey, I want to give you a heads up. This Saturday, if you're not doing anything, come on out and join us at Santa Anita Racetrack. It is the Sunshine Millions Day Microbrew Fest. We always have a great time at these deals. It is 10 o'clock. It's when the gates open. First race is at 11:45. I think there'll be about a dozen thoroughbred races, so you can... 10 races, rather.
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews.
You bet.
Lisa will be there. I will be there. Lightning, Psycho Mike, Dave the King of Mexico, our assistant producer, Alex, and she's... sometimes we just call her some drunk girl.
Yeah. That's her name.
DJ Omar's going to be there spinning music live. There's going to be a band. Outlet will be playing. And you get a free beach towel. What more could you want?
Wicked cool, yeah?
Indeed it is.
Well, you can't hurt anyone with a beach towel, can you?
Kevin could come. Kevin could come back to this event.
Don't think I'm legally allowed, but I'll check.
You can't bean somebody in the head with a beach towel and hurt them.
That's true.
Perfectly safe.
It's going to be a good time. This Saturday, January the 26th, only $5 to get in.
Can I ask you a question?
It's nothing.
Fun.
Is it true that the last event was broken up by SWAT?
Well, define SWAT.
SWAT.
That's kind of what I was referring to.
Okay. SWAT.
I don't think so.
I think it was overkill myself.
I think there was a bit of an overreaction to a small
I'm saying that makes me want to go. If it's broken up by SWAT, that to me means party.
That's a good time for you?
Yes.
Most of your parties are broken up that
That's
way,
correct.
Aren't they? Today's celebrity birthday, Steve Perry. Remember him, the singer for Journey?
Sure.
One of the great voices of rock and roll. Don't stop believing. Sound just like that.
You do.
He's 59 years old today. Diane Lane.
Oh!
Beautiful and talented actress who's got a new movie coming out called
Computer Wars.
That looks good, by the way.
I don't know what the hell the name of it is.
I don't either.
Download me or something.
Trace this.
Last Trace to Clarksville. I can't remember.
But it's untraceable.
Untraceable. That's
this
it.
Is
yeah.
the one where they kill somebody, and the more people that tune in, they kill them
yes,
faster.
And the people who are watching on the internet become accomplices to the murder.
Speeds up the more people that click on it. That looks great.
The only problem is when they show the trailer, I'm like, oh, that's the killer right there, that dude.
Really?
Pretty easy to figure out. Yeah. Okay. Kind of sad. She's 43 years old today, as is Jazzy Jeff. Remember French Prince's buddy?
Sure.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, he's 43 as well. And Ben Moody, guitarist for Evanescence at one time. He was 27. Yeah, that's right. I ended with Evanescence.
Wow.
I'll get it better as the day goes on. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And then you can win that trip.
Bubbly toes he has.
Let's talk about the LA Jedi Knights. Our sister producer, Alex.
Geeks they are.
was watching Channel 9 News, and they did a feature on a group called the LA Jedi Knights in Culver City. They meet once a week, and they fight with lightsabers.
Well, they're training for the Sith Uprising.
Yes. So Psycho Mike said, I need to go talk to them at the park. So every Thursday night, apparently, in Culver City, right? Which park? What's the park name?
The park over in Culver City.
The park in Culver City.
Okay. It's a park that's connected to the library off of Overland.
Okay. The library park.
And they meet there every Thursday night with their lightsabers.
They sure do.
And they fight.
Yeah. That's the bottom line. There's not a lot more to it. There's no meetings or anything. They get there. They get out of their cars with their lightsabers and they get it on.
They train. They just train. They don't
it's
need
like
to meet.
A gang, my
what
God.
Kind of meetings are they going to have?
Well,
hey, remember that one time in Star Wars 2 when that
here's the thing that was a little surprising to Lightning and I is that they didn't just get out of their car and kind of like have a pickup basketball game type thing with lightsabers. They had like training. Like they were into it and they were like going over their moves and then they discussed like certain type of attacks that would be relevant to Star Wars movies and then they fought. Like, I mean, they had like they were all into it.
What kind of discussion do they have that's
their
relevant?
Technique?
I saw that in The Revenge of the Sith.
I'm sure they quote techniques like some chess players say, oh, did you ever see the Kasparov move here when he goes knight to queen's living? You know, they replicate those moves so they can be the best Jedis they can be.
And you were going to, if I recall correctly, you were going to go down there and serve him with a dildo.
Yeah.
That was the plan.
Yeah, or a real sword. Okay? So that was our plan. And we've got all these ideas. And we were going to get like the background of the LA Jedi Knights. We thought we were going to like hang out and be a part of their deal.
You weren't welcome so much, I'm guessing.
No. Lightning and I walk up and we're walking up like, and Lightning has his big camera case and I'm just walking next to him. And someone cuts us off at the pass. They're about 100 feet maybe away and someone comes to meet us.
Right. You can go no further.
Yes, who are you with?
These aren't the knights
really?
You're looking for.
But they have guards out.
Yeah, they were totally serious. Who are you with? I'm sorry. I didn't get a phone call
a public park.
Confirming if you were going to come by and film us. Who are you guys with?
Wow.
And we discussed not
Here's
saying
the thing about a bunch of Jedi Knights. You're going to find some smart people in the crowd. You're not going to find usual idiots. They're probably a bunch of lawyers and computer nerds and stuff.
Ralph's exactly right. These did not look like, guys living in their mom's basement like you would have thought, like a Dungeons & Dragons meeting. These were tech guys or probably pretty successful people, smart people, that this is their way of blowing off steam.
Yeah.
They cut us off of the pass and Lightning says, we're from K-Rock. We're just doing it for the... Oh. As soon as he says the words K-Rock... The two people that cut us up. Yeah. And
why
then there
would
was
you guys tell
fight.
Them you're from K-Rock? What's the point of that?
Big boy.
Because every time we say we're from K-Rock, it's bad news.
Well, especially because these LA Jedi Knights clearly heard the break you guys did earlier. And we're calling them short bus riders and window lickers and said that they need to wear helmets. They clearly heard that. I mean, like it was evident immediately.
Then why would they be upset?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
And Lightning brings up a good point. He wanted to make sure that he could use their faces on camera. So if he didn't tell them where he was from, or if he lied about it, he knew that he could probably get into trouble in the end.
I miss the old days.
So here's a little bit of Lightning trying to defend K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show.
From K-Rock. Now, I don't know why you guys are avoiding this the other day. We're not doing a smear campaign or anything. It's good fun.
Now, when he says avoiding us the other day, we were supposed to have that guy, the leader, on the show, and he never called, right?
That's
or
right.
He wasn't home or whatever.
Yeah.
It's good fun. It's not a smear campaign.
No, we're not going to make fun of you. We're going to raise you up.
We went to praise you.
Wings of eagles.
Like I said earlier.
Profess our admiration for you.
You guys had said that they were on the short bus.
Right.
They need to wear helmets. Well, here's them making their little witty repartee back about your guys'
name. I forgot my helmet today, dude. What am I going to do? I don't have my helmet.
Yeah, we didn't come in the short bus today.
Listen. This is not Kevin and Bean. This is it. I'm Lightning, and this is Mike. So I just want to ask you about this stuff, and you guys can say it. If you want to insult us back or Kevin and Bean, you're more than welcome to do that. I, you know.
Wow. If you want to shred apart Kevin and Bean, go ahead. That's cool.
In fact, I would like that. This is not Kevin. We're not Kevin and Bean. We can't stress that enough. We're real journalists.
So we continue to argue.
By the way, they seem a little touchy about the helmets in the short bus. I barely remember saying that.
There was
we don't have our helmet.
There was no sense of humor on there
really?
About that. They were really upset.
You're telling me that people meet every week to have lightsaber fights and they don't have a sense of humor?
How many
years have these guys been beaten down and had their lunch money taken and been given wedgies in playgrounds? This is probably their one place they figure, oh, well, amongst my own kind, I'm safe here.
Yeah. They need to have their lunch money. They need to have their lunch money taken here, too.
Dude, you're going to catch a lightsaber right in the hiney.
So they walk us back to the group and Lightning continues to try to convince them to at least allow us to interview with somebody.
Right.
And after this little piece, you can hear them. They say, all right, hold on. And then they go and have like a conference to discuss whether or not to let us into their little group.
It's not a, I was telling you, it's not a smear campaign. It's not, I mean, it's legitimate. It has to be funny because that's what we do. But it doesn't have to be, you know, it's not to come out here and ridicule you.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Wasn't it to go out and ridicule them?
That's a lie.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Just want to check. I can hear the lightsabers in the background.
Yes,
by the
you
way.
Can. They're getting into, are they threatening? They kind of.
Are they kind of swinging them in your direction? Well, like, this is where you're going to get in
there's
a second.
One guy with like the Darth Maul action, which is like the duel.
Ooh, yeah.
Like the double dong. I don't know what they call it. And he, like, as he found out we were from K-Rack, he started like inching closer and closer to us and doing, he's like flips and.
Finally,
ass, like,
they have a chance to do something for real.
Stand up for themselves.
Yeah.
It was like, like Tom Cruise, Color of Money, like pool cue flips, like right in our dome.
That's
like,
awesome.
That's not the guy to mess with. So finally, Lightning draws a line in the sand. And he says, look, either we're going to do this or we're not, but we need to know now because it's counterproductive and it's 4 degrees.
Well, I mean, it seems counterproductive to stand here for another 20 minutes begging you for an interview, but I mean, it's...
Give us just 1 second, okay?
Give us just 1 second. Conference. Is that when they go back and have a conference?
Conference number two.
Dude, you should have started going... And went, ah!
Falling to the ground.
Awesome.
It's true.
And they come back from conference number two, and the lady in charge, I didn't get her name, and she says, all right, you can film from afar, and you could talk to him and only him, but that's all we can really offer you right now. And I'm thinking to myself,
Jesus.
It's like talking to the Pitt Jolie family. You know, they have to give you the criteria of what's good and what's not safe.
Here's
you know?
The thing that they don't understand. People wouldn't make fun of them as much if they had any kind of sense of humor about it. If they said, we know this is silly and funny, and we understand that.
Right.
And you lose all your...
Stop trying to treat yourself like the Masons, where you have your secret organization. You don't want anybody know about it.
I felt like I was...
It's easier to talk to a guy about Scientology than it is to find out about the L.A. Jedi Knights.
Right.
I felt like I was going to the Celebrity Center. That's what it felt like. So finally, Abbott, who is the Wigger leader of the L.A. Jedi Knights...
He's the guy that started it?
He's the... I guess it started in New York City, as he'll tell you on the tape.
Oh.
But he's like the man in L.A. when
he's
it comes
the
to the Jedi Knights. Yeah.
Wow.
You are the man in charge around here with the L.A. Jedi Knights. So why don't you just give us the K-Rock audience a little background on what the L.A. Jedi Knights are and what they do.
The Saber Wars organization was started in New York. It grew to be huge, and I got passed the torch to do it out here. We are over 60 people deep now, and we all have a passion for martial arts, choreography, dueling, saber spins, and stuff of that nature.
Can you have a passion for martial arts and choreography?
They're dancers.
Aren't those
and
counterproductive?
Fighters.
Aren't those at opposing ends of the spectrum?
Bring it on. You got served. You know what I'm saying?
So my
how she move?
My next natural question.
Step up two, by the way, which is also on the way.
Right.
Naturally, my next question was, well, if it's all about martial arts and choreography, why don't you just go to a martial arts class or a dance class instead of coming out here in the cold and fighting with lightsabers?
The thing is, I couldn't throw a class here with samurai swords or even wooden bokens because police would arrest us.
Oh.
This lightsaber here is a perfect medium for practicing martial arts and choreography. The polycarbide blade, you could whack someone in the head with it. It might hurt them a little bit, but they're going to be okay. So it basically allows us to teach spins, to teach choreography, to see our opponent in pitch black. So, yeah, the lightsabers have a dual purpose. Sure, we like Star Wars, too. We're real tech-heavy people. But as far as me, I'm really martial arts orientated.
Orientated.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know.
The Saber Arts Org.
What the hell is up with that guy?
And he says you can't use a sword.
Yeah,
or
like
a
he was out in the park trying to teach people with samurais.
Right, and if you go watch them practice, they're moving so slowly. You could use the most razor sharp sword in the world, and you're not hurting anybody.
They would get arrested, though, Mike.
Maybe it's more spiritual, Mike. Maybe it's more like Tai Chi or something, where they're getting their chakras centered.
I understand. They got a
maybe he's downplaying their love of Star Wars just a bit.
So, because he was the only guy who could talk to me, he was kind of like the Tom Cruise of the group.
Sure.
He was the mouthpiece. I asked him. I said, "Well, are you the man? Are you like the head Jedi here in Los Angeles?"
You seem to be, quote-unquote, leader at this meeting of the LA Jedi Knights. Does that make you, like, the highest-ranking, like, swordsman? Can you serve everybody?
I'm not going to say that, but, I mean, I definitely have taught everyone a little bit, and people have taught me stuff, and that's what's so great about the organization is we all have different backgrounds, and because of that, you know, we all help each other, and with the common goal of just progressing and getting better at what we do. Plus, it's good exercise, you know, it's cool.
Last question. Star Trek's clearly for pussies, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I totally condone making fun of Star Trek fans. No.
How dare he be condescending
To you.
To anybody or any geek. You know what I'm saying?
I think he was making a little geek joke there.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
The look on his face is like, oh, Star Trek.
Like, don't pick on us. Go pick on Star Trek fans. I think is what he was asking them to do, basically.
Yeah, I condone that. Yeah, go get them. Live long and prosper. They wear funny ears.
The organization. He keeps calling it the organization.
Hey, they're 60 deep.
They roll 60 deep.
And then he added.
We got to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com about the Britney thing. Because over the weekend, apparently, so much more is happening with her. It's bizarre how much stuff can happen on a daily basis with her.
It is a daily occurrence now. You look to see what's the crazy thing she's done today.
She was speaking in an English accent over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Harvey must just be having the busiest year of his life. You know, like we're not even midway into January. He's just had a ton of stuff he's got to be covering.
Yeah, all weekend long, I imagine, because
Britney
she
Spears
does stuff every minute of every day.
Well, Tom Cruise, Lindsay Lohan, it's been nuts this year.
Yeah. Britney never does anything in private, apparently.
No, of course not.
She's never home.
No, she's always out. She's always engaging the paparazzi. It's like it's a disease with her. The paparazzi are a disease.
Mm-hmm.
Although the one she's dating now, apparently she dumped.
Because
he's diseased. And apparently she took another one home.
Yeah.
Apparently they're just lining up to have her.
He spent hours in her house, reportedly. And when he came out, they said, what did you do? He said, oh, she was just sorry because he was one of the guys who got busted for reckless driving. Remember the four paparazzi who got stopped by the cops for following her erratically and got arrested? He was one of those.
And she felt bad that
she felt bad for him, yes.
So she gave him a throw?
Well, we don't know what happened inside the hallowed walls of Britney Manor.
Harvey Levin, good morning.
Where's Bean?
Oh, he's on jury duty, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
How'd you like to put your life in his hands?
That's what
no
we're saying.
One would do that.
No way he can be picked for a jury. No way.
No way.
Harvey, I mean, you're a lawyer. Wouldn't you take one look at him and say, please, we'd like to have him removed?
My first question would be, so how much do you like the post office?
Exactly.
Harvey, tell us, summarize Britney if you can. We're all getting a little, I mean, the coverage is so voluminous. See if you can summarize her weekend.
Well, I mean, it was insane, but I think the big thing is, you know this Adnan guy.
That's the paparazzo that she was dating, yes?
I think done with.
Okay.
That's the way I'm seeing it, but, you know, Sam and Adnan, I love them. You know, they're both kind of vying for her attention, and mm-hmm. Sam's kind of been with her for, you know, over a year now, and Adnan's kind of in the picture, but he's been, like, almost stalking this woman for 2 years. I mean, he has been talking about he wants to get with Britney.
I didn't know that. That's been his goal this whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I better write a book or something.
Sure.
And probably has the pictures for the book already.
Yes.
So, anyway, the word is that she's probably done with him, but the parents, her parents, her family, they think both of them are just the scum of the earth. And it's kind of amusing because the two of them think the end game is going to be Sam versus Adnan. But what I can't say stuff that I know, everything I know here, but I'm just telling you, what have we said for the last 4 months in TMZ, that she has a really bad mental problem?
Yes. Yeah, crazy, not drugs so much.
Excuse me.
The shoe's going to drop here. and that's all I can do. The shoe's going to drop soon.
When is soon? When's the shoe going to drop?
Like within a week.
Okay. And is this a shoe that you're already aware of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. And all I'm
is it a pump or a loafer?
It's going to be, but in a way, it's going to be good for her. But the bottom line here is that this woman is like really sick, and when you watch her, she's really entertaining the way crazy people can be entertaining.
Yeah. Right.
But you know, she's got a huge problem, and what's happened is, you know, she has multiple personalities. So you know the British thing that she does?
Yeah. Love her.
When she goes out of the British mode, she has no recollection of what she had done as a British girl.
Wow!
None. When she was a British girl, when she didn't show up for the deposition, and then after she dropped the British thing, she had no idea she stood people up. No recollection of it.
Now, this weekend, as the British girl, she denied ever knowing anyone named Adnan.
That's what I'm saying, is that she forgets when she's in a new personality mode, and she has many, many of them. She forgets what happened before. I mean, it's true.
Is one of those personalities black? Because I'd like to see that. Wouldn't you like to see that?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
But if you're an adult and you're crazy and you're not hurting anyone, how you won't get help? Can anyone get you in?
No.
No,
because to get involved, if you're going to go, if they try to involuntarily commit you, you literally have to be like on the edge of a cliff ready to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And then and the only people who can do it are like a doctor in a hospital who then goes to this place called the public guardian for the county, who then goes into court and gets a commitment order. It's almost impossible to get. She will not be involuntarily committed.
Yeah. Speaking of court orders, Harvey, is it true? I heard a rumor that there is a restraining order against Ghalib.
Not true.
Nope. Okay. Nope. All right. What else is going on besides Britney, Harvey?
Well, I mean, I think the most two interesting things. I mean, you saw our video with Tom Brady.
Oh yeah.
No.
Guys, this is big. His right foot is in this kind of like a soft cast, but he's limping, and we put it up again this morning. It's at the top of the site. But he hurt his foot, and he's got this cast on, and it could really affect the game. I mean, ESPN's talking about it. I mean, it's a pretty big deal.
I watched the game. I didn't see any play where he got hurt. He must have been hiding it.
We were going to go back and look at the game, actually, but I nobody here did either. But when you look, when you look at this video, you see him limping. And then we've got the cast. I mean, you can see the cast. So he's got this thing on his foot.
Maybe he was doing some crazy sex with Giselle, and that's how he hurt his foot, like hanging from a trapeze or something.
Okay, and speaking of which, that leads us to the next story.
Yes.
Okay.
Jessica Alba.
Yes.
We're ding.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
There you go.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, she's pregnant.
Right.
Right.
Over the weekend, this creepy cameraman literally from behind takes his camera, gets down on his knees, and shoots up her skirt.
Yes! All right. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
And we've got this shot. See, the thing is, like, I'm talking to you guys like this is outrageous, and it's terrible, and you guys are like...
That's Psycho Mike. That's Psycho Mike. That's Psycho Mike.
It escapes you.
And me quietly.
I'm with you, Harvey.
I want to know, does the baby say hello? Does the baby wave to the camera?
Right, it was a sonogram, actually. but you know, there's a law in California. I mean, we have the shot. I mean, it's interesting because we have a shot where you see the guy, like, with the camera. I mean, we've got a shot of the guy with the camera doing this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the deal. In California, it's illegal to conceal a camera and take pictures basically like this up somebody's dress or trying to expose them. But the thing is, he's out in public doing it. I mean, he's on a sidewalk, but it's concealed to her. She has no idea he's doing it. So we call the LAPD, and they seem kind of ticked off about it. They haven't launched an investigation, but you could be prosecuted for a crime for doing this in California.
He was behind her or in front of her?
Behind her. You got to look
behind
at the website.
Her.
I mean,
wow.
He's behind her, and he's like on his knees. And it's like so blatant, you can't believe it. I mean, right up her dress.
You know, kind of dedication.
If Bean catches this case in Washington State, the guy will walk, you know, if he's on the jury for this one.
That's true. Yeah. All right, Harvey Levin, TMZ.com. Thank you very much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
I imagine everybody was watching the game on Sunday when the Giants beat the Green Bay Packers. It was 24 below.
I can't imagine playing
in Green Bay. 24 below, which is unbelievable. And we have the quarterback for the New York Giants on the line. Good morning. Is this Eli Manning?
I'm Eli.
How are you today?
I'm Going to Super Bowl.
You are going to the Super Bowl.
I go Super Bowl.
Yes, you do. Congratulations.
Oh, gosh.
Eli, it must have been.
I'm Eli.
What? I'm sorry, what?
I'm Eli.
You're Eli, right. That's what
Hi.
I said.
Hi.
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 It must have been difficult to play in that kind of cold, huh?
It was cold.
Right.
My little balls went inside. They're cold.
You threw the ball pretty well, though.
I throw ball good.
In the cold?
I throw ball good.
Okay, Eli, we know
I'm
that.
I'm 1-0.
You're 10.
I'm
yes, you're
1-0 on my shirt.
Right, you're number 10.
I'm Eli.
Yes, you are. Was your brother Peyton Manning at the game?
Peyton, don't hurt Peyton. Mommy says don't hurt Peyton. Don't hurt Peyton.
What are you talking about?
Mommy says don't hurt Peyton.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm Eli.
Yes, you are.
Super Bowl.
You're going to the Super Bowl. That's...
I go to Super Bowl.
Are you excited to play the Patriots?
Yes. I throw ball good.
You do, yes. Now, the New England Patriots are 18-0. This is the perfect season, the first one since the 72 Miami Dolphins. How do you think your chances are? What do you think you're going to do? Hello?
I throw ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
I'm 1-0.
All right. What do you think? You're number 10, yes.
Yeah.
What do you?
I'm Eli.
Yes. What do you think about the reports that Tom Brady is injured? He's walking around on some kind of a walking cast.
Oh, no.
You know him? You know Tom Brady?
No.
He's the quarterback for the Patriots.
Tom Brady?
Yeah, Tom Brady.
No.
He hurt his foot.
Oh, no. Don't hurt Tom Brady. Mom says don't hurt Tom Brady. I'm retarded strong.
You're retarded strong? That's more strength than normal people?
Yes. Right. I can hurt people. Mom says don't hurt people.
I see. So you have to be very careful.
I'm Eli.
And it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
We didn't have a chance to talk about it yesterday because it was Martin Luther King Day. We're on vacation, but let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Oh, hi, Cloverfield.
How much?
Ralph says he likes Cloverfield. What happens to the movie?
Wow.
Biggest opening ever for a film in January.
Really?
Most money ever made in an opening weekend for a film in January.
And that's all due
it's
to you?
Crap in January.
That's right, Lisa. But then Ralph says, I like this movie, and then it makes $46 million.
Wow.
Made 41 over the regular weekend, and then add another $5 million for yesterday. Makes a $46 million 4-day total for the number one movie in America, Cloverfield.
You know how you warned us that it's shot from a camcorder view?
I did mention that.
A little shaky?
Did mention that as well.
The theater that I went to warned us about that ahead of time. They said, we've had people running out, throwing up.
Wow.
So we just want to make sure you understand. They told that to everybody before that we went in, and then we sat in the back. It was a lot better.
I got angry emails from tons of people saying, I got sick watching this movie. Why didn't you say something about this? I mentioned it every time I talked about the movie. I said it had a lot of handheld shaky camera work a la Blair Witch. And if that motion makes your stomach upset, you might want to sit in the back of the theater.
Yeah, which is what I did, and it was fantastic.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Brilliant, brilliant film. Well done. Number two is 27 Dresses. Lisa's people went to see that one.
God. But Lisa didn't. Lisa's I went to people. See Cassandra's Dream.
Ah, you did.
I did.
How was
I
that?
I ran into Kevin at the theater.
She yelled at me. I was walking in. She's like, Kevin!
What the hell is going on
and
here?
Here's the funny thing. Lisa. Kevin walks in, I don't know, 30 seconds before the theater goes dark.
That's the only time he can arrive for anything.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with that? That's perfect, isn't it?
No.
All right. Very last minute.
The Bucket List was number three at the box office this weekend, making almost $20 million. Juno! Number four, National Treasure, Book of Secrets.
Yeah.
Number five, First Sunday was number six. Mad Money in its debut just made $7 million. Not a big weekend for Mad Money. Number seven, Alvin and the Chipmunks came in at number eight.
Oh, my God.
I Am Legend, number nine, and Atonement, number 10 at the box office this weekend. The Oscars were announced this morning, whether the nominations at least. I'll give you some of the highlights. Best performance by an actor in a leading role, George Clooney for Michael Clayton. Daniel Day-Lewis for There Will Be Blood. Johnny Depp for Sweeney Todd. Tommy Lee Jones for In the Valley of Elah. And Viggo Mortensen for Eastern Promises, all nominated for Best Actor. You know, George Clooney last year was like, dude, I'm so making room on my mantle for my Oscar. After Michael Clayton came out?
Yeah.
Then boom, 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 boom. One after another, these huge... critically acclaimed movies come out.
I think his performance may have been performed too early in the year now for Oscar voters to remember, but he was so good in that. Best performance by an actress in a leading role. Cate Blanchett for Elizabeth, The Golden Age. Julie Christie for Away From Her. Marion Cotillard from La Vie en Rose.
She's amazing.
Oh, she was amazing. Laura Linney in The Savages and Ellen Page for Juno.
Juno!
And Best Motion Picture of the Year, Atonement, Juno, Michael Clayton, No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood. Good news is that Javier Bardem, also nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Oh, was he
No
good?
Country for Old Men, which was great.
Scary guy.
Great work in that. You know what I love? The Oscar nominations come out, but the Best nominations also come out at the same time. By the way, the Oscars will be February 24th this year.
February 24th. Okay.
We looked into that. The Razzies. The Golden Raspberry Awards. These are the awards given out for the worst performances and films of the year. These were also released today, and you'll be happy to know that the big winner, in quotes, was Lindsay Lohan's movie, I Know Who Killed Me. Got a total of 9 Razzie nominations.
Oh, well done, Lindsay.
Including Worst Film. And Eddie Murphy also racked up a record number of nominations. He got nominated for Worst Actor for Norbit. Worst Supporting Actress as Norbit's wife. Worst Supporting Actor as the Asian guy who raised Norbit. Worst Screen Couple playing opposite himself in Norbit. And worst screenplay, amongst others.
I like that.
Congratulations.
He's up against himself. I wonder who's going to win.
Other worst actor nominees, Adam Sandler and Kevin James for I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey for The Number 23. And Nicolas Cage for Ghost Rider. Worst actress nominations, Lindsay Lohan for I Know Who Killed Me.
Sure.
The entire cast of Bratz are sharing a nomination. Jessica Alba for her work in Awake, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, and Good Luck Chuck.
Wow.
Ooh. Alicia Cuthbert for Captivity, and Diane Keaton for Because I Said So. So those are your Razzie nominations, which are a lot more fun usually than the Oscar nominations. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Steve Perry, singer for Journey, one of the big rock bands of the 70s and 80s, 59 years old today. Diane Lane, very talented actress. She's got a new movie coming out this week called Download Death.
That's it. It's Download Death.
Just motherboard of murder. Something about computers and dying. I don't know. She's 43 years old today. Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah.
As in Fresh Prince and.
Yeah.
He is 43 years old today. Balthazar Getty. Very talented actor. Turns 33. And Willa Ford saying, I want to be bad. Smoking hot. She is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We got Petros Papadakis coming a little bit later on. Talking about the NFL playoffs, talking about pros versus Joes.
Pros versus Joes.
We have an American Gladiator.
Oh.
On later this hour.
We have a contender. We have a gladiator.
A contender.
Wish we had a real gladiator. Wish we had Titan or Militia on.
Or Wolf.
Ralph,
how did you find this website?
I love chicks.
Yes.
True.
What do you use the internet most for, Kevin?
Politics.
Yeah, well, you, of course, but the average male.
I mean, chicks.
The average American male, I think, uses the internet most for chicks.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where you say, how did no one think of this before? You know how popular Wikipedia is? You can go there. It's like an online encyclopedia, and you can find information about just about anything or anybody in the world. We use it a ton here on the show.
Right.
And it's not always 100% reliable because it is sort of edited and contributed to by regular people, so sometimes the facts can be a little questionable. But in the spirit of Wikipedia, along comes Brian Warner to give us what we need most, which is a comprehensive collection of hot smoking chicks from all over the world compiled in one location. For your consideration, Chickapedia.
Yeah.
Nice.
How about that? Chickapedia.
Chickapedia.
That's funny.
How did no one think of this before?
Because we're dumb and Brian's smart.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How did no one think of this before?
I don't know. It was one of those, like, light bulb things. I was just like, wait a minute. Wikipedia, hot chicks, Chickapedia. Come on. We got to do this.
Ding, you ding, created ding. For us the world's first database of famous chicks that are smoking hot all in one location.
You got it.
Now, this can be updated like Wikipedia?
It's updated by the users. Anyone can add anything. So it's in real time, yeah.
Is there – do you watch over it? Do you kick people off that it put up false information, like not hot chicks?
Yeah. I mean, the great thing about anything on the internet is the communities love to regulate themselves.
Right.
We do have moderators in place, but just like Wikipedia, if something false is added, the community will step in and remove it pretty quickly.
Call BS on that.
The community apparently hasn't seen your politics
category with Hillary Clinton.
By the way.
Well, it's a narrow category, Hillary, Kevin.
I know, but Hillary
gonna
Clinton.
Put on there?
No one.
Margaret Thatcher?
Zero people.
Janet Reno?
What's that, Brian?
If it's only for hot chicks, I don't even know why Hillary's on there, but let's see what Hillary's got.
Now, what kind of information do you find on Chickapedia? Say I look up, you know, Jessica Alba, Angelina Jolie. What do I find on their page?
Well, the cool thing about Chickapedia is that you'll find stuff like, you'll find photos and videos, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's
but
good.
You're also going to find, you know, stuff like who she's dated, who she's dating right now. We have a real-time gossip feed that pulls the top headlines from a bunch of the biggest gossip sites. You'll also find out, like, what kind of body type she has. You can find other girls who have similar body types. So it's sort of like more interesting and fun information.
Now, what do you do about someone like Brittany, who was hot and now is not?
Well, like I said, it's user-generated, so anyone can add anything. So she's definitely on there, but it's going to be written about her in a very, you know, up-to-the-minute way.
Very honest and frank.
Very honest and frank. So whatever user has gone in and said, you know, this is the way she is now, as long as it's true at this point, that's the way it's going
to
be.
Now, Brian, okay. Are these all famous chicks or hot chicks or a combination of both? And what's the criteria to get on Chickapedia?
Well, so fame is sort of an interesting thing nowadays, and that's kind of one of the ways we came up with Chickapedia in the first place. We realized that people were becoming famous so quickly nowadays, like especially girls, overnight.
Right.
What we wanted to do was create something that was – a wiki was the best way to go because it was real-time, updated by the users. So, for instance, anybody becomes famous right now – you check Chickapedia, she's got a page right there.
So if there's some unknown chick right now who ends up in a celebrity sex video with Colin Farrell or somebody, we can find her right away.
Check Chickapedia.
Perfect.
A better example is last week I was watching American Idol. I don't know if you guys watch American Idol.
Yes. Christy Lee Cook. Christy Lee Cook.
No, so Christy Lee Cook was the first girl.
Yes.
And the second girl was Katie Malloy.
Yeah, she's hot too.
And then I'm thinking, these girls are hot, they're young, they're blonde, they're good singers. I watch American Idol every year. I know these girls are going to be famous one day. I want to know more about them. So when Christy Lee Cook was famous, we hadn't sent Chickapedia to anybody yet, so somebody had to go in and create their own page. But when Katie Malloy was when she did her audition, I'm sitting there and I'm going, I got to create a page for this girl. So I go on Chickapedia, and somebody had already created a page.
Nice.
Oh, that's
awesome. A week ago, and we only sent the link to a couple hundred people to test. So that just shows you the power of a wiki-style internet site like that.
Now, is it up yet, or is it still a test site?
It's not a test site anymore. It is up live for the first time today.
Wow.
Chickapedia.com. Chickapedia.
.com. And you can look for your favorite, and if it's not there, you can put it up. Why did I see a on your front page today? I went to it, and it was all hot chicks, except for there was a picture of Jimmy Kimmel at the bottom. What was that about?
Well, that's probably, I think I saw that too, and it was a video that somebody had added. Let me take a look.
Oh, a video. He probably had someone on his show that was hot.
Yeah. So on Chickapedia, you can embed any video from YouTube or Break.com. And so I'm sure that someone... I'm looking at it right now. Let's see. It's a video of Blake Lively, who I don't even know who that is, but apparently she was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, she's on the Gossip Girl.
She's on the Gossip Girl show on the CW. Yeah.
Well, just checking. Yeah. I just want to make sure that Jimmy Kimmel does not qualify for Chickapedia yet.
Well, he's a chick, but he's not a hot chick. Maybe that's what we're trying to say. How many girls are on the site right now? How many different listings do you have, Brian?
Well, we have almost 1,000. I think we're at 965 girls, and that's only having sent it to a couple hundred people. It really blew up. People are really addicted to it. So, I think Lisa May even has a page. Check it out.
That's so exciting.
So, but today's the first day when anyone can update it, which I imagine it'll just explode today.
So I'm sure Lisa May is going to become the most popular page very quickly.
I'm sure.
Of course.
They're going to take me off.
In the TV category, you have about 250. In sports, you have 25. In film, you have 557. In business, you have zero.
We got to fix that, I guess. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's some hot women in business.
You need that Ivanka Trump.
Maybe Ivanka Trump.
That's
you need
good.
Her.
Oh, she should be in there, but I think we have her as a model.
Oh, you do? Yeah, okay.
That's fair.
Well, that's fine, too. Well, this is a perfect site, and you're
I think
gone.
How great it is for the average stalker who doesn't have time, really, to look all over the internet for his information. This way you can just kind of focus in just using Chickapedia. Bean will never get off this site.
Advertise it that way, really.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's cool to have, though, video and updates and what's going on in their life with gossip and everything else. That's a cool idea.
Is there any sort of... censorship in terms of what types of photos can be put on Chickapedia?
Good question.
Well, it ought to be safe for work.
Oh, it does.
So
okay.
Nothing inappropriate. But like I said, the internet's very, like,
community moderating, so anything that's inappropriate that gets posted will get taken down pretty quickly, but that's pretty much how you got to think of it.
Maybe you could start like Spankopedia or something for a website with a little more adult content.
For porn.
Different kind of photographs of really hot chicks that I could watch at home with the pleasure of my own
Spankopedia
lotion bottle.
Oh, that's too much sharing.
I'm registering it right now.
Well, I'll give a brother a taste when you start making some money off it, will you?
Brad Warner, thanks a lot. Senior editor, chickopedia.com is the website. Guys are already on it, so it doesn't make any difference if I
tease
you. Thank you, man. Bye now. I don't know if you heard the announcement last night on K-Rock, but they announced we announced Coachella.
K-Rock people.
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 25th, 26th, and 27th, and we're going to start giving away tickets here on K-Rock very soon. There are hundreds and hundreds of bands, not like usual, at Coachella. Hey, Petros Papadakis.
Yo.
Hey, P.
How you doing?
Just come on in.
Wow, look at you.
Good morning.
He's
what do you
so
mean?
Ivy League with this little sweater.
You have a white...
Yeah, I got a cardigan for Christmas. I'm still rocking it pretty hard.
Gosh. A white cardigan.
Feeling good about it, too, and you can't bring me down.
No, you look good.
I just need the
pipe.
Is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's wintertime? So anyways.
All right. So we're talking about Coachella. Friday, April 25th is Jack Johnson, The Verve, Raconteurs, The Breeders, Fatboy Slim, Tegan and Sarah.
Tegan and Sarah.
I'm sorry. I know.
Canadian Easy. Lesbian Easy. Twins.
Easy.
Just saying.
Still on the roids?
No.
Come on, man. Relax.
Madness is going to be there. Saturday, there's so many bands it's impossible to even mention. Portishead, Kraftwerk, Death Cab for Cutie. Cafe Tacuba, Rital Kiley.
Yeah, that girl's hot.
Dwight Yoakam.
What?
I know. It seems like they...
Guitars and Cadillacs and hillbilly music.
It seems kind of like they throw in a country act every once in a while just for...
The indie kids love Yoakam.
Just to F with us.
Just for weirdness sake. We got the Cold War Kids. We got MGMT.
Are you going to read every goddamn band that's playing?
No, I'm just barely scratching the surface. Sunday is Roger Waters.
Oh,
Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm. Love and Rockets, My Morning Jacket.
That's a good band.
My Morning Jacket?
Yeah, I saw them in Tucson.
Yeah. I like My Morning Cardigan. They're a good band, too. You're the lead singer, aren't you?
There needs to be a band like that. But anyway, it's 3 days. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 25th, 26th, and 27th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. So you're going to have to be able to do it at work.
Okay.
This Friday at 10
a.m. But
it's
a massive event. I mean, tickets will be available.
Yeah.
It's not usually an instant sellout.
Bottled water.
It's way fun to go to, though. If you haven't been there yet, just walking around and introducing yourself to new bands. I was introduced to the Gorgo Bordello or something like that? Bordella?
Yeah, there you go.
Can't remember the band, but it's like some kind of a strange gypsy band.
Yeah, it's like the Russian gypsy brothel band.
It's really bizarre. You walk from 10 to 10, you go, well, I've never heard of this. This is fantastic. You kind of introduce yourself to all kinds of different music.
And I looked at the Farmer's Almanac, and they say that time of year, April, at Coachella, will be 407 degrees. That's what they're speculating.
During the day.
And then
night, 400 below.
Good time.
But you can win tickets in K-Rock's World Tour, destination number 3. We're talking about Jack Johnson, and here are some of the details.
Grab your surfboard and your didgeridoo, because you're going down under to see Jack Johnson in Sydney. K-Rock World Tour, destination 3.
Jump to Australia. I wanna turn the upside down.
Listen all week, and you'll score tickets to hang with Jack at Coachella.
April 25th to the 27th, Empire Polo Fields, Indio.
With over 100 bands.
Take a deep breath.
Tickets to Jack Johnson at Coachella and see him in Australia. Listen for your name Friday morning.
How's it going? This is Jack Johnson on the world famous K-Rock.
Keep listening.
Made possible by the movie Jumper. Opening in theaters everywhere February 14th. Anywhere is possible.
The weekend's over, and you know what that means. It's American Gladiator Monday. Where are my gladiator maniacs?
Woo! Over here, Hulkster!
Come on.
Gladiator Monday.
It was Gladiator Monday last night.
Oh, it was so good.
Ralph loves this American Gladiators.
I love it.
I like it. I'm fascinated by it. But the interviews, to me, are the best part because they're horrible.
No, it's the worst
and
part.
And I like bad.
Their hosts are not strong.
Where's Larry Zonka when we need him?
Yeah. Where's the Kazonk or Adam Lee? Why don't you're kind of a swole dude, Ralph. I mean, people might not know this about you, but you got some swole to you. I mean, you don't have skinny little legs either, like Psycho Mike. I mean, you look good. Why don't you go out for it?
Because I have no wind whatsoever. No
That's
wind?
All right.
You don't have to have wind to be a host.
The Eliminator. If I jumped into that water and went under the fire pit or whatever,
yeah.
I'd come out and be like, just give me a second. I'm going to smoke. I would climb out of the water and I would have to light up and I would have to take a break before I tried to get up the pyramid.
All right. We have a contestant from last night's show on the phone. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
This is a former, Kevin and Bean intern.
She was our intern.
Her nickname was Young Hot Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on last night's show.
My name is Christine Kim. I'm 27 years old, and I'm from Redondo Beach, California. I've been such a huge fan of American Gladiators that I've been signing petitions since 2005 to bring back the show. I really believe that my father wanted a son first and foremost, so I played every sport imaginable. Just grew up as a tomboy. That was me. I am ready. I've been waiting for this day.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
inspirational.
Mm-hmm. You've been signing petitions since 2005?
So I was the biggest fan of the show, Kevin, mm-hmm. and they had petitions online that I would be signing. I've been wanting the show to come back because, like I said, I'm ready for this.
How many people are sitting around going, I sure wish that show from 15 years ago came back?
You know, I think the last time I checked, there was probably close to, 7,000 signatures, online signatures.
Had I known they had a petition, I would have signed it.
You would have signed it, wouldn't you, Ralph?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I was so excited that the show came back. Super excited.
Right.
But as you saw last night.
Well,
you were very enthusiastic.
You were enthusiastic, yes. And then
more than we ever saw.
Oh, Lisa.
Well, she was a little.
She was quiet.
The show's early
but
to
you
some
know,
people.
You know what we found out is that she spent most of the time in with Psycho Mike talking about lifting weights.
Yeah.
You are buff, Christine.
Well spent.
I saw you in your spandex outfit last night. You are ripped up. You're buff.
Yeah. You know, I try, but I just feel like there's a lot of things that I could have done a little better, but,
yeah.
You know.
Well, here is one of your comments after one of the competitions.
You know, it's a lot harder than it looks, and I tried to shake and bake it, but it wasn't enough. Not enough shaking, I guess.
Yeah. How do you know it wasn't enough baking? How do you know?
I don't know.
which event was that after? I forget.
That was actually after
the tennis ball
assault.
Shooting.
Right, that was after.
Oh, that's
assault.
A good game.
I love assault. The assault, is that the name?
Yeah,
of it?
Yeah, that's
give you
a great
slingshot.
Game. Do they still have the crossbow?
Yeah, that was where she got tagged.
Oh, yeah. You gotta watch out with that crossbow. You get up close.
Yeah.
Now, I don't remember who you were taking on. The women are Crush, Fury, Helga, Siren, Stealth, and Venom.
Oh yeah.
Who was against you?
Does Venom have syphilis or something?
She took out a bunch of them because she had to get across the rope bridge. Remember with the giant balls they were swinging past? She took
out
four
that's
at one time.
The men, of course, are Justice, Mayhem, Militia, Titan, Toa, and Wolf. Wolf,
love Wolf.
You gotta love Wolf. I don't know if you catched his comment last night, but you know it's the filthiest show on television, Ralph. And
yes.
I think he mentioned that he had blood on his fangs and that he was going to eat him.
Yeah,
he did,
he said
yeah.
that quite a bit on the show.
Yeah.
I'm hungry, I'm going to eat you.
Yeah, easy there.
That kicks ass.
Are you the
man.
One from the gay porn or is that the other one?
I think the best part of being on the show is I accidentally called Hogan brother, so I don't know.
I heard you do that. It was
really
awesome.
She actually said brother to Hogan.
I'm happy to be here, brother.
Are you forced to talk that way when you talk to Hulk Hogan?
No, actually, I don't. It just I didn't even realize that I called him brother until I watched the show last night.
Oh, you didn't realize it? Okay.
It was the first time that I got to see the show in all of its glory, but it was good times. In all honesty, I got to grapple with Gina Carano.
Crush.
So hot. The bell, Bean. Where's Bean when you need him?
Here we got the bell.
We got the bell. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that was great on Earthquake. You guys were just sweaty, just rolling all over each other. It was the best.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing, is that Earthquake is just a giant platform that rolls.
It's going back and forth, and you have to try to knock the other person off.
Yeah, it's just like in real life, that happens a lot.
During an earthquake, during if you wrestle during an earthquake, that's exactly what it would be like.
That is true.
Dr. Steen, you seem to have run into a little problem at the Eliminator at the end there.
You know what? Don't start with me, Ralph. I know Asians take their shoes off indoors, but, you know, I just, that barrel roll, I lost it. It went flying over
you
the
lost
side.
A shoe during the barrel roll.
Right. That's what, it just went flying over the side, and there's no way for me to get it back. So I said, well, I'm going to take off that other shoe, and you just did the whole thing.
In your socks.
In your socks.
Yeah. Which did not really bode you well when you got to the Travelator.
But you know what? In my defense, it was...
It's like another language.
The Travelator is like a giant conveyor belt.
This is like that Scientology video.
Totally.
I don't understand.
We need a behind
anything.
The scenes. The Travelator is a giant conveyor belt that you have to try to run up while it's going the opposite direction. You grab the rope to get some final event in the Eliminator.
And that's not easy in socks?
No, it's not.
Is that what you're saying?
You know, we did the Eliminator at 2:30 in the morning, so in my defense,
really?
I was one of those shoots.
How long of a day is it?
Little trouble with the host? Little trouble spitting it out for Hogan and Layla Ali?
That's one of my biggest complaints, or actually it's the thing that I admire the most about it because it's bad, is this is the Hulkster talking to another competitor. And he could not be just more over the moon about his performance, his performance was just okay, but listen to the Hulkster.
Yes! Unbelievable!
Evan,
you are the king, brother! You are the man! I can't believe it! 10 full points, an unbelievable run, 160 pounds, a thunder and fury, brother. You remind me of Rocky Balboa in his prime. What were you thinking, brother, when you saw those four monsters in your face?
Yeah, I was just thinking, like you said, Rocky Balboa, man, no pain. No pain. Those guys were throwing some hard punches. Just had a breakthrough, keep the energy going.
You are the man, brother. You can be my tag team partner anytime, brother.
That's the Hulkster right there.
Wasn't Balboa a heavyweight?
Yes, he was.
So he wouldn't be a buck 60.
Not really at all, no.
I think he meant like his just heart. He had the heart of Rocky Balboa. The eye of the tiger is what he had, P.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My deepest apologies to Hulk Hogan.
Christine, is that what took so long that day? It was why you were up at 2:30 in the mornings? Because Hulkster had to do that interview
man.
10 times?
You know, I couldn't tell you what it is, Kevin, but everybody on that show, I see us as winners, and we're honestly, I mean, it's a magical
We're all winners here.
I see us as winners.
This is the typical post-game interview in the locker room.
We just want to take one event at a time.
That's right.
Do they still have the skinny black chick gladiator shooting the balls, the tennis balls? That's the only thing they'd let her do.
Yeah, she's not there anymore.
Yeah, that was awesome back in the day. Like, she would show up just for that one event to shoot the tennis balls.
That's
like,
all she did.
Skinny black chick gladiator. Come on out.
Is that what they called her?
Yeah, just fire them away. Her name was like Ebony or something.
So, Christine, you're done now, right? You don't continue?
Unfortunately, I am done, but they're actually doing a trial at Gold's Gym in Venice Beach this Saturday, so hopefully Psycho Mike will be out there again.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know.
We've been trying to talk him into doing that because he thinks he would be great at everything.
We got to get him on this show.
This Saturday.
Problem is when you sweat going. With hair gel on, it kind of comes down into your eyes
Stings.
And it can blind you.
Yeah, that's true.
That might be a problem for Psycho
this
Mike.
This Saturday, Mike.
Yeah. Sorry, microbrew.
Oh.
You know, I really wanted to be a gladiator. I didn't want to be a contender, and I figured I wanted my name to be Tsunami because, you know,
Tsunami.
I'm kind of small. I'm kind of small from far away, and I show up, and I'm still kind of small, but I kind of got the heat, right?
You know what's funny is that you're the only person that we've ever had on the phone that says their own hi after us.
So we've conditioned her.
It's like a conditioned response.
That's the thing about Gladiator is the top eight get to compete for not only the money, but you get to be one of the new American Gladiators, which is very exciting.
They kept their money. I wasn't there for the money. I wanted to win. I had the biggest crush on Mike Adams. And I was hoping he'd come back, but you know, again, this
hairy gnome, Adamly.
Which one is the gay
See,
porn
the Zonk,
star?
But
which dude is the gay porn
I think
star?
Militia is. Militia.
Yeah,
Militia has a history in adult entertainment.
All right.
Yeah.
Remember Nitro?
Oh, I love Nitro.
He cut a wide swath in the city.
It turns out. Yeah, I mentioned on the radio the other night, like, hey, remember Nitro? And, like, I got 50 emails. My sister dated Nitro. Wow. Yeah, Nitro really did his work.
I saw a special on one of the entertainment shows where they interviewed all the old gladiators. Now the show's a hit again.
Right.
And apparently they were just, like, banging each other all the time and doing all kinds of blow
Gemini
and booze and everything. They were just, like, nuts.
Just wild party time.
It was just debauchery.
There's an article on the same thing, the old gladiators and the new Maxim. And all of them ended up in rehab and, like, with all these diseases from just banging. Like, rock stars they lived.
Christine, did you have sex with any of the gladiators while you were there?
No, Kevin, I can't say that I did.
Not
no.
even Crush while you guys were wrestling in the earthquake?
I love me some Crush, but yeah. no.
I'm going to go back and watch that in slow motion at home.
So hot.
Yes, Psycho Mike.
I was just curious if you got appetized by Wolf, because he is from the dog family. I was just curious.
Appetized.
All right. It's a horrible joke that you delivered poorly.
Here's the thing about Psycho Mike. He wanted me to say that so badly, and I couldn't figure out a way to do it, so I just let it go. And then he has
Thank
to.
Thank you, Kevin.
He has to try it out. All right, Christine, you were great. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.
You are listening.
It's huge now, and it's like it's frightening.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 Carcule. Petros Papadakis here, and he has three balls. That's
well, sort of. One of them's a cyst or something.
Aren't you afraid if a woman ever gets close to that part of your body that she might
I just explained.
That'll never happen.
I just explained, like, you know, that's a cyst of some sort.
I know
nothing sexier than a testicle.
Yeah, I think that's hot.
Ooh,
yeah.
I know it's some sort of disease in that region.
I don't really know what the deal is.
Let's get it on, big man. That's what they say.
Did you ever, like, lance it or try to bust it?
Lance it?
What is wrong with you?
You want me to lance my balls?
Well,
what's wrong with you?
If there was a growth on my sack, the first thing that would go through my head is I need to take care of it.
This has gone terribly south.
There's a guy named Lance that caused the trouble in the first place.
I had him look at it, and they told me it was all right. They said it's just a cyst.
It's not all right. You have a bad doctor. When you got a growth in your sack, that's not all right on any condition.
They did a whole ultrasound.
Well,
why don't you just do the show?
7:55. Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Guy coming in here with three balls.
I know. I don't like it either.
And a cardigan.
Like Chuck Cunningham, the last
considerably smaller. Considerably smaller than the other two.
I should hope so.
Yes.
My God.
Would you like to see?
No.
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 You can take Psycho Mike out.
No.
Lisa can take care of the swelling.
No. Guy in a cardigan with three balls.
It's very distracting. You know what? I'm not wearing any. You know what? I'm just going to dress like you guys from now on. You guys are like the cool kids, dude.
What are you talking about?
You're trying to express yourself and wear a cardigan, do a little something different. And
it's a white
come in
cardigan.
Here and get jeered at.
It's a white cardigan.
What a bunch of bullies you guys are. K-Rock, morning
7:56, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Come and dress like Pat Boone. You're going to catch an old heat.
God's sakes.
And you should.
Top 10 movies at the box office over the long MLK weekend. Cloverfield crushes the competition. A monster of a movie.
Oh, see what you did? Wow. See how you did that?
Made $46 million over the four-day weekend. 41 of it just Friday through Sunday. But a big, big hit. The biggest moneymaker ever for a movie opening in January. So a lot of people went. 27 Dresses was number two at the box office. Then The Bucket List, still doing strong with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. Juno.
Juno.
Number four, National Treasure, Book of Secrets.
I'm more of a Book of Secrets protector.
Number five at the box office. First Sunday was number six. Blacks, stop going to see that movie. Please. You're setting a bad precedent. Because you know what's coming next? Second Sunday. I can smell it. I can smell it in the offing.
Sure. First Sunday is already a huge hit.
We don't need Second Sunday.
Already in the plans,
I imagine. Do not need it. Mad Money was number seven. Alvin and the Chipmunks, number eight. I Am Legend, number nine. And Atonement. You take Atonement and you break it down. Let's take a look. Aton. I don't have time
I don't
for
think
that.
That's it.
Number 10 at the box office this weekend. Cloverfield. Big, big, big.
It was good. I liked it.
Oscars nominations came out today.
By the way, I tried to figure out all last week what the monster is. I've seen the movie now. Don't know that I can tell you what the monster is.
That's the point, is you don't know, because you are living through the experience much as the people who were there dealing with it did. And they didn't know, so...
I know that there's a lot of little ones that scare the hell out of me, those little ones. Dude.
Don't say that.
I was going to say, for people who haven't seen it, I don't...
Spoiler alert, little ones.
It's too late. You can't do the spoiler first, then give the alert.
I thought you could do that afterwards.
When are people going to be over the end of the world and New York blows up movie? That's what I want to know.
When it stops being interesting?
Yeah. Look, everyone loves to see New York be destroyed because everyone hates New York. That's why we'll never stop enjoying
that.
It's very entertaining.
As I mentioned, Oscar nominations were announced today. I won't go through all of them because there's a ton of them. But to let you know, best motion picture of the year, here's what's competing. Atonement, Juno.
Juno!
Michael Clayton, which I loved, by the way. Maybe my favorite movie of last year. No Country for Old Men, another excellent film. And There Will Be Blood, still another excellent movie. So it's going to be quite the dogfight on September the 24th, if there is an Oscar ceremony.
Having dogfighting?
Into the Wild.
I don't know what you're into the Wild is.
My favorite movie of the year.
Well, at least you'll be happy to know that Hal Holbrook, legendary actor famous for his one-man show of Mark Twain's works, is nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Into the Wild.
That's great news, because he was
there
wonderful.
There you go. There you get a little something-something for your Into the Wild, okay? Shut up.
Back off.
Tom Cruise is getting a ton of heat over this nutty video that has been leaked about him taking over the world with Scientology.
It's a little scary.
It's freaking ridiculous.
It's the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my life.
Isn't it just?
Watched it alone in the dark and literally held myself for hours and cried in the fetal position.
Do you get the sense there's a little Berlin 1938 hanging around that thing?
I just didn't understand anything out of his mouth.
All you need to know is you're wrong and they're right. That's all you really need to get from that video.
Yeah, they're the only people that can help anybody ever.
They are the authorities.
On everything.
Well, look who's coming to his defense.
Let me guess.
John Travolta.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I told People magazine this week, we as Americans have the right to practice how we feel when it comes to religion.
What is wrong with you?
Look, I agree, John Travolta. You do have the right to practice how you feel. But how come the Scientologists don't feel the same way about everybody else?
That's correct.
They're the only ones. They're the authorities. Either you're in or you're out. You're with us, you're against us. You're blue or you're green.
No one else has the opportunity to do that.
Right. They are the only ones. He's not asking for permission.
That's what he said.
Just a little scary.
Yeah.
And another dude who's scary in a completely different way, Sylvester Stallone. Doing a lot of press this week because, you know, he's got the Rambo coming out this week.
Can't wait. Yes. Is that this Friday?
The 25th, my friend.
Can't wait. Are you excited about that, Petros? I see in your eyes you're not.
A little bit.
Come on.
I am a little bit. I hope they have an Asian chick that goes, "You're very complex, Rambo. You've seen lots in life, haven't you?" I mean, remember that from Rambo 2? He's like, And in Rambo 2, when he blows up something in the helicopter and he just looks out the window and just grunts.
Does a lot of that.
I love that. He couldn't even say, like, "Yeah, I killed you." Just.
It's raw emotion, man.
I love it.
Yep.
Can't wait. When you pushed, killing disease is breathing.
You're very complex, Rambo. You've seen much death. Yes.
You ain't changing nothing.
They're going to Burma, Ralph.
Burma's a war zone. You ain't changing nothing. You got weapons?
I can't wait.
I'm not giving you my boat.
Anyway, Stallone was on today's show endorsing the use of HGH.
Yes.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Of course, Sylvester was convicted of importing HGH into Australia when he was doing his press tour for Rocky Balboa down there. But he says on the Today Show that the public has an archaic view of HGH, says it's nothing more than amino acid, and that everyone needs to relax, and he endorses its use.
The problem
because at 60, he can still look like he's all swole.
Yeah, true.
Instead of looking like a normal human
being. Makes your jawbone look like that of a billy goat. But other than that, it's great.
It's just an amino acid. That's all
it
is.
Yeah, no, it makes your fingers longer than Arsenio Hall's. But it's cool. Go for it.
Use it up. I want to let everyone know this Saturday, we're going to be at Santa Anita Racetrack, hanging out for the Sunshine Millions Day Microbrew Fest, one of our favorite events of the year. Gates open at 10 a.m. First race is at 11:45. It's going to be 10 thoroughbred races. Going to be about 60 different kinds of beers on hand.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. We love to drink, and we love to play the ponies.
Lisa, are you going to be there?
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews. Every time, just out of control.
All right. Santa Anita's in Arcadia, just east of Pasadena. You can't miss it if you're on the 210 or the 10 freeway. I'll be there. Lightning's going to be there. Lisa May, of course, will be there.
Rape me.
Oh, my goodness.
Lisa, for God's sake.
Too much to drink.
Couple beers. She just goes all to pieces.
Wow.
Jeez.
A little embarrassing.
Psycho Mike will be there. Dave, the King of Mexico. Alex, our assistant producer. Some drunk chick. will be there.
That's how we know
her. And DJ Obar will be spinning live.
He drew first blood. He drew. They spit on me. Call me a baby killer.
Sorry. Just slipping into Rambo every opportunity I get.
I like it.
Yeah.
A lot of killing in that movie.
Bringing weapons. You ain't changing nothing.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
What happens when you're pushed? I forget.
When you're pushed, killing's as easy as breathing.
Steve Perry from Journey.
Yes.
Don't stop believing.
Greatest Jewish rock stars for 500, please.
He is 59 years old today. Linda Blair. Remember Reagan in The Exorcist?
You bet.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see her Playboy pictures?
Yeah, pretty sporty.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. She's 49 years old today. Diane Lane. Ah! Beautiful and talented actress is 43. She's got that new movie, Downloading Murder.
I don't think that's new. Yeah, but it's
Untraceable.
That's what it's called.
Untraceable.
It's Untraceable.
There was something with computers.
That looks awesome, by the way. Who's excited about that? There's a lot of killing this weekend. A lot of killing.
My girlfriend likes the commercials.
It looks great.
She said, yeah, you know, it looks exciting when that guy comes up with the hood in the back of
a
car.
It's a very clever idea for a movie. A guy who's got a website that shows live murder, and the more people that log on, the quicker the guy dies. It's a very, very hooky concept.
Yeah, I like it.
Very high concept. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Petros Papadakis is in the studio with us.
Hi.
Got his new Pros versus Joes coming out. When is this? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night. Hold on. I have my sheet of paper.
Okay. Just pretend like you're
the
not
The third
reading
season
it.
Of Pros versus Joes premieres on Wednesday, January 23rd at 11 Eastern. That's 8 o'clock out here.
Okay. Right. Now, here's my
favorite
thing.
The series will resume its regular time slot on Thursdays at 11 beginning January 24th.
Okay. That's
so you're
my
on
question.
Twice this week?
Why do they have it on Wednesday
night?
Why are
you trying to confuse me?
Why do they debut it on Wednesday night?
Do I look like a programmer of any kind?
No.
Do I look like I have anything figured out?
So tomorrow night,
on Wednesday this week.
Yes.
Wednesday this week, and then Thursday after that.
Are they trying to not allow people to find you?
It is so much better than American Gladiators.
Is it?
Yeah. Because these are actual, real, proven athletes and not just some juiced-up guys with a nickname like Wolf. I mean, these are real champion athletes. I mean, we got effing Ricky Williams this year.
Champion athletes at the nadir of their talents.
Oh, Ricky Williams?
The sunset of their careers.
Right, you know what?
What you have.
Put some boxing gloves on, Ralph.
Wolf,
get in
now,
the
Wolf
ring.
Is at the peak of his career. Right now.
Get in the ring with Arturo Gatti.
Oh, whatever.
Let him punch your Adam's apple around like it's a speed bag.
All right, here's
the thing.
And then
you tell me.
Here's the thing. If you're not a dude, you don't understand this mindset. But all guys think, I could hang with who, fill in the blank. It doesn't matter. Whoever.
Right.
I could box with.
I was watching Roy Jones Jr. this week, and I was like, I could take him.
You think so?
Look at him. He was playing around, hitting himself, goofing around. I was like, I'd be all business, man. Pop, pop, pop. Lights out.
See, all guys have that belief somewhere deep inside. So Pros versus Joes gives him a chance to try it.
Right. And a lot of the athletes are retired, mind you.
Doesn't matter, right?
But most of them just basically kick the crap out of these dudes, and it's fun to watch. It's enjoyable to see them humiliated, and it's also enjoyable to see because we got good athletes. The first season was okay. I mean, we were kind of figuring out, you know, how to do the show and what was what and what would work because
right.
No one's ever tried anything like this before. I mean, American Gladiators is just a bunch of juiced up dorks out there. But I mean, these are real pro athletes, like, you know, people that need to be pampered and all that. And we designed these games. So the first season was a little weird. We had girl athletes in there, too.
Yeah, oh. Jenny Finch was in there.
Yeah, Jenny Finch and Brandi Chastain and a couple other people. And it was cool, Missy May.
Right.
But, you know, we realized that it had to be more testosterone, more anger, more blood, more people biting their tongues off.
Right.
So second year, last season was pretty good, better, and then this season just blows it out.
Was last year Romanowski when you had him?
No, Romanowski was the first year.
Yeah, he was
what
great.
A douche.
He was great.
What a giant douche.
He stopped the juice
upper
and
lip.
He just disappeared.
Yeah, don't ever trust anybody without an upper lip. That's basically
is that your rule?
That is basic rule of thumb.
Now,
no upper lip can't be trusted.
Now, what kind of celebrity athletes do you have on the first show, on tomorrow night's show?
Tomorrow night's show, we got Kurt Angle, the white guy wrestler, you know, with the bald head, and he's very angry and
Olympian.
Very upset. Jimmy Smith, who's a fantastic future Hall of Fame wide receiver from the NFL, just 1 year out. And Kendall Gill, a high-flying black guy from the NBA.
Okay.
So he's fun to watch. But we got all kinds of dudes like Allen Houston, Charles Oakley, Warren Moon, Joe Carter, Derek Coleman, Sweet Pea Whitaker, Brady Anderson, Jamal Anderson, Kenny Anderson.
Is it a lot of dudes named Anderson. Is it difficult to get these guys on the show?
I don't know. John Randall's good. I mean,
Ricky Williams showed up.
He showed up. He's a really sweet man. It's really hard not to root for Ricky. I got recruited the same year that Ricky did out of high school. To go play college football. And
then you went to study yoga and smoke a lot of pot.
No, not me. That was him.
That was him.
And, no, he went to Texas and became the leading rusher in the history of college football. It's actually what he did. I mean, he's one of the real greats of all time and just a class act, really. I mean, I know the guy's got a lot of troubles, but
I mean, just reported troubles, but, you know, he would just sit there by himself and just kind of stare off. And
but he quit.
All kinds of people would come up to him to talk to him, and he would, you know, always be very, very accommodating, always had a smile for everybody, would talk to him as long as they wanted to talk. And he was just that kind of guy. He quit.
He quit the NFL to go smoke pot, right?
I guess. You know, I mean.
Get his head together.
That's what we
Barry Sanders left football prematurely and then never came back. Ricky left and then did come back. You know,
but
when you get
to that
level.
But he was forced back. Wasn't he forced back kicking and screaming?
No, not necessarily. But
he owes people a lot of money.
When you get to that level of football, and you really do start to feel like a piece of meat with legs, you know, and you go through everything that that guy has gone through, and you take that amount of hits and God knows how many shots and cortisone shots and, you know, injuries and the different things that they put on you. I mean, he was the whole franchise in New Orleans. That wasn't really fair what they did to him in his draft, and he had a bad contract. Point being, I don't blame anybody for saying, you know what, I don't want to play anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, when you sign a contract and you say, you know, I'm obligated, you should fulfill that contract.
Right.
But if a guy didn't want to play, you can't sit there and push him out there and make him play. I mean,
although
that's inhumane.
That's what they're trying to do.
That's the running man.
That is the running man.
Now, what kind of a Joe do you have against him?
We got all kinds of dudes.
Trying to stop him from running?
Yeah.
Or
it's pretty great. You know, we put him in full pads.
That's insane.
And that's the great thing about this show. With boxing and football and Bob Sapp, like the ultimate fighting type of stuff, we just, you know, we put you out there and say, okay, do it. You said you could do it, do it. You know, he puts you in full pads. You're looking through a face mask. Some of these guys never done that in their lives. You know, they play, you know, on Thanksgiving Day in the mud with their friends when they're drunk on light beer. But, you know, here's a dude with an ass and legs, you know, the size of like, you know, four or five different men like Jamel Anderson. And, you know, they just step on your neck and laugh at you and humiliate you. And it's on national television.
And the best part is these
guys. And I'm hosting.
These guys talk a lot of smack, too, these
Joes. And they encourage that. We had actually this year.
Real attitude adjustments.
Yeah, this year things got a little crazy because we traveled this year. So everybody was kind of in a bad mood, you know, because we started out in D.C. and then we went to Miami and then we went to New Orleans and then we finished up in the Rose Bowl here. And all the shows are jumbled up. But it was a tough shoot, you know, every week just moving this entire giant production. And guys were kind of pissy. And I remember in the open, we were doing like the intro where I'm like, hey, Roller Joe, and I, you know, you introduce the Joes and then you bring out the pros. And we brought out this linebacker that used to play for the Giants, Jesse Armstead. And this guy said something to him. And then next thing I know, in the open of the show,
they're throwing down.
Oh, he's just punching the guy's neck. I mean, just literally beating the dude to death. And, you know, I mean, it was the wide shot. So there's nobody on the field but me and these people, and there's cameras hidden all over RFK Stadium in D.C., and in my ear, the producer's like, break it up. Break it up.
You can go
straight to hell, break it up. I don't get paid to break it. It's not like I'm a pretty boy, but Jesus.
You're not a bouncer.
I'm not going to try to pull Jesse Armstead off this stupid white guy from New England who's getting his neck punched in because he said the wrong thing to an angry linebacker.
Now, Psycho Mike is a typical...
he'd be killed.
Roided out guy.
He would be killed.
I know he would.
He has no legs.
But he has a theory that baseball is the easy one. That you can do it. You can't do football.
It's tough to make the baseball
interesting. Can't do basketball. But baseball...
He said he'd be jacking bombs out of the park all day long
exactly
on these pitchers.
I said...
No.
Any major
I said the
pitcher,
base
he'd be
the,
jacking them out.
What makes the show great is that every guy feels like they have a chance.
Already covered that.
Yeah. And... You don't in any of the competitions.
That's what we said.
No, there's success. There's Joe's success.
Except the one I saw when you see like Rocker or Dibble go out there and just essentially they've lost all their movement.
This year.
They're throwing strikes.
You're right. We've had some control issues with some of our pitchers in the past.
Right.
However, that has been rectified, Senator.
This year, Al Leiter and John Franco come to mind, both pitchers, and they were fantastic.
Can you put him on the show so we can shut him up?
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Just so we can whiff in front
but
of
the don't know anyone. You're the host.
Like, I'm a piece of meat. I'm a meat puppet. You know, I just show up and talk. You know, Ralph knows what it's like.
I do.
Do you have anything to do? I mean, you did
Ralph
the Joe Schmo.
Hollywood, first of all.
Right?
Because you
did
guys...
you have anything to do with, other than what you said and what came out of your mouth, did you have anything to do with who was casted or what you were doing that day?
No.
Yeah.
I was
or what
last,
you were wearing
guy
or what they
the
put
mix
in your hair. Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing damn jeans and a dress shirt and a blazer, for God's sake.
Not a cardigan?
Very
not
a no, cardigan? If it was up to me, I'd be a cardigan
yeah,
with elbow patches and a pipe.
Okay. And glasses and penny loafers.
All right, Pros versus Joes.
With wool pants,
season,
even though I'm allergic.
Season 3 premieres tomorrow night at 11 o'clock on Spike, and then it's regular time slot. We haven't been able to determine if it's this Thursday
as well. It says Thursday 24th, too, so I think there's two back-to-back.
So we're going to go Wednesday, Thursday, and then Thursday from now on.
How does that sound? That's
how you like that? Check your local listings, dirty bastards.
It's on Spike, the network that Joe Schmo built.
Petros Papadakis is here.
Hi.
You know, our producer Lightning mouths off about a lot of stuff.
Oh, he's the best.
Everything, really.
He has
check. 1-2, 1-2. Check.
Not
check.
Now.
1-2.
We'll talk to you
check.
In a minute.
1-2. Check. Lightning. Hello. Hey, this sounds great.
Yeah. In a minute. All right. In a minute.
Check. 1-2. Hey. Check. Hello.
Okay. So here's the thing about Lightning that fascinates us is that his belief is endless. It's bottomless. He just
his confidence.
There's nothing that can throw him from whatever claims he happens to be making at the moment.
That's what makes him so successful, though.
He has the confidence of the Armenian comedian without the talent.
That's all. Without the Armenian comedian's talent?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So we called him once on it, and we're going to call him again now. The one time that we've called Lightning on this is that he said that he can taste test bottled water and tell us what
you can identify
brand.
It.
Oh,
what,
I remember
what
that.
Brand.
I remember
identify
that. Did not end
water.
Well.
We gave
not for
him,
us.
Not for us.
For
we
him,
gave him five different samples. He nailed them all. And we were just aghast. We couldn't believe it.
Four bottled waters and then one glass of water we dipped into the tank
of the
toilet.
Right. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But he said
and
that
would,
one was
he
tap.
He would drink it and go, this is Evian. This is Aquafina. And he was right all the way down the line and he nailed the tap water.
So
he didn't know it came from the tank of a toilet, but still he knew it was tap.
He knew it wasn't bottled water, right?
Right, exactly.
So he's been mouthing off about a new talent, and we would like you to call. It's not for a contest. We'll give you a Kevin and Bean t-shirt, but this is just to test out his theories.
This is a social experiment, really, that we're going to be conducting here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And as Kevin mentioned, you don't really win anything. We'll give you a t-shirt for participating. We appreciate that. But if you're a Los Angeles or Orange County commuter and you own your own car, if you're an automobile owner, we would like you to call in now. At 1-800-520-1067, and we want to get all your information because Lightning is, as you know, a car guy. He's a car buff, and he thinks he has an interesting talent when it comes to the cars that people
talent.
Like.
I'd say gift, Ralph. I'd say gift
more
than talent.
Like
yeah,
he can.
He's blessed,
but also a curse.
Well, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
That's what Uncle Ben told him.
That's right. That's what his Uncle Ben told him when he first realized he could do this.
So we're going to test this out so that we can shut him up once and for all.
Right. So all we need from you, if you're a car owner, is to call in now. We're going to get all your information. Then when we come back, we will have Lightning display his magical talent for us. And it really is God-given.
It will either blow you away or we will all pummel him.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Or both.
1-800-520-1067. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:42.
I'm so excited.
I know, me too.
I'm so excited.
Lightning, our intern, has many talents.
I'm an intern now?
Sorry.
What happened there?
Sorry. Our producer. Demoted.
Wow.
He's our intern.
I'm writing on this.
I was an intern.
12, 13 years ago.
From intern to assistant producer in 94.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
He's got a lot of claims. He's got a lot of confidence in himself.
He knows a lot of things.
He's
the most well-rounded man on the show.
That's what we found out this week.
He's a car enthusiast as well.
Yeah.
And he's the guy who drives down the road, sees one person doing one thing, and extrapolates a whole worldview from that, and then tells us how true it is.
That's, I do.
I
tells
do that. Us how the world works
yes.
through his prism.
He builds around observations.
He does.
Ah, observation. Usually it's not enough to make an observation. It's just what he sees one time, boom, he extrapolates it into a worldview.
Right.
I'm worried, though, because I was playing this all weekend.
Okay, why don't you just all of a sudden you got less confidence.
You weren't worried every day we've known you for the past 10 years where you said you could do this.
Well, Lightning can read your car. So basically you're going to tell us the car make and model and
the
color.
The color, the make and the model, right.
And he'll give us sex, age, race.
He'll tell you who you are by what you drive is what he can tell you.
Lightning's gonna read your car. What do you drive now?
Corolla, Sentra, Jeep, or Bug?
Lightning's gonna read your car. What do you drive now?
Lightning says he can be on a freeway and see a car, see the color, make a model, and know who's driving. He knows the person inside because he can tell who you are by what kind of car you buy.
That's what I thought.
I can tell.
That's what Lightning says he can do. So we're going to put it to the test, and we're going to get the make, the model, and the color of the car of some of our listeners, and we're going to tell him what it is, and then he's going to tell us who we have on the line, who's on the phone.
All right.
It's going to be fascinating.
See, I like to think that it's an extension. Your car's an extension of your personality.
We know
you
like
to think
that.
Don't go by that rule. It's driving me nuts. I mean, it's on the freeway.
It's not a rule. That's why. It's just no rule.
It is a rule.
It's a rule in your head.
It needs to be a rule.
There's no rule.
It's a rule to car guys like you.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, things that I feel would be an extension of my personality are way out of my price range, are not practical for the given gas situation, or the fact that I just got married. There's real life that comes into play.
Back to the Future DeLorean, you know. There are loopholes. It's not like I'm going to get it.
There are loopholes. I'm driving yesterday on the 405.
No.
And I see a white Jetta, and I'm thinking, oh, that's a 24-year-old chick. And it's a 40-year-old dude. And I'm like, you just blew the whole rule. What are you doing buying that car?
Our point, Lightning, is we've been telling you for months there is no rule. And
yes,
you've been insisting that there is.
There should be a rule.
So this will be the experiment.
It's a free country, brother.
To prove whether you're right or you're you.
All right. The car, and we're not going to go to this person until you tell us who they are.
We'll give you information, and then we'll talk to them after. After you've read their car.
White. 1998. Toyota Corolla.
Toyota Corolla. White Toyota Corolla.
Age and race, please. Okay, this is either going to be...
No either's. Who is it?
A salesman, because they'll take whatever's given to them.
No.
We didn't ask John. Right. Sex, age, race.
Approximate age, the race, and the sex of the person. Who are they? Who drives the 98 white Corolla?
98 white Corolla.
Answer, please.
This one is going to be a... Oh, see, I want to go with the woman, but it's not. Hold on.
Don't show your work.
Don't
just give us an answer.
In the office. See, in the office, we have...
To be a millionaire. Okay. All right.
Screening matches. This is a 33-year-old woman.
33-year-old woman? What race?
She is...
Whitey.
No help for the audience.
She's Asian.
Okay. She is a 33-year-old female Asian.
Because it's a Toyota.
All right.
No.
Let's go to the line.
To the owner.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, what'd it do next?
I want to hear Lightning's other theory about the salesman.
Hold on.
Okay.
So, what's your name, sir?
Jose.
How old are you?
27.
And you're Asian?
You know, he's clearly not.
No, I am not.
Okay, so 27-year-old Hispanic.
Latino.
Yes, sir.
And what's the story? Why are you driving the Corolla?
Because it's gas efficient.
That's a load of crap. Why are you really driving the car?
Yeah, because I can't afford a new one.
Okay, so
it's
both
white.
Could be
true. That's it.
But it's white.
Okay, what does that mean?
So we found a white car.
Why can't Jose drive a white car? Girlfriend to get a real car.
By the way,
you can't drive a white car.
You call him a homo.
He's mad at Jose because he's wrong.
Right?
And why? Wait, tell me. Why is it a white Corolla somehow less manly than a black one?
I mean, the Corolla is a milquetoast car,
right?
So you've got to go with the run of the mill person who doesn't really. It's just transportation at that point. It's a well built car. But it's just transportation.
Right.
So you either go with a girl because it's white, or you go with a salesman who is just whatever.
Or
just
you have less confidence in your abilities
or
because you're a douchebag.
Or it's a guy named Jose.
All right. Yeah. All right. Black.
Okay. Black.
Mm-hmm.
Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm.
Black Accord. What year do we know?
2002.
Black Honda Accord Coupe. See, this is, man, you're going with the cars that are wide open.
Here's the thing I'm going with. I'm going with the people who call.
Yeah. All right. And you didn't qualify in the room, and you were spouting off how you could do this either,
by
the way.
White Honda Accord Coupe.
Nope, no, it's black.
It's black. I'm sorry, black?
Black.
Okay.
Accord Coupe 2002.
Who are they?
Who are
this
they?
One
the
is a, this one is a guy.
All right.
He's.
How old?
22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Race.
Race, please.
And he is black. He's white.
Is he black or white?
No, he's white.
It don't matter if you're black or white, according to Michael Jackson.
Hello, K-Rock.
Hey, morning, Kevin and Bean.
Okay, male.
Okay, we got male.
All
right.
One for three.
Yeah, you're almost right. I pay a lot of money to still be 22, though. I'm 35.
35. All right,
okay.
That's off.
And race?
And race.
White.
White,
yeah.
Not bad.
So you're off by 13 years. That's
not too
about
bad.
It.
Well,
yeah.
Well, he was kind of iffy on the age to begin with.
That's not bad. All right. Did they give you a T-shirt already?
What's that?
Did they give you a T-shirt already?
Negative.
Okay, I'll put you on hold.
All right.
Okay. They were doing it for the last 15 minutes. Okay. Lightning, so you're
sort of close on that one.
Sort of close.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is that one not for bad. Two, maybe?
I'll
give him that one.
Okay. All right. A 2000 Black Ford Explorer.
A 2000 Black Ford Explorer. Is
sex,
it the
race,
sport?
I don't know.
Okay.
All I have is black 2000 Ford Explorer.
The sport would be a chick, so we don't know. All right. I'm going to say this is Explorer. This is a chick.
Okay, a chick. How old?
She's 36.
Okay.
36.
And it's an Explorer.
Race?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Okay. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, no.
Not a chairman.
Okay. What's your name, sir?
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Jonathan, how old are you?
25.
25. And your race, please?
White.
Okay, so that's...
Do you guys have a lot of black listeners? I mean, shouldn't everybody just be white or Hispanic?
But see, here's the thing about lightning. There he'll see a car, and he'll know in his heart that he's correct.
I had an Explorer Sport. I'm a dude.
Well, barely.
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, so one, barely one for two. Okay, yeah, Dodge Ram 1500. Beige, 2006.
Right.
Dodge Ram 1500. Beige.
You're throwing me off with a beige.
Not throwing you off with anything. I'm just taking the call.
Beige. You look, you want to know my theory. That's, don't give me an ad.
Well, your theory's wrong.
All right. So.
Lightning's going to read your car.
Or not.
What do you drive now?
What year again? What year?
2006.
2006.
Beige. Ooh, Dodge Ram 1500.
Right. That is a, it's a guy.
Guy.
And he is.
Age.
06. He's got to have a little bit of money, so he's 34.
Okay, race.
And he is, it's beige. He's Hispanic.
Hispanic.
Okay. Sure. Beige always equals Hispanic.
Brown and interesting. Proud.
That's right. Is that, is beige Hispanic? I don't even understand.
Barely. I mean, it's in the Brown family, so.
Lamest logic ever. Wait, go. I got to
So only
this.
Black people drive black cars, I guess.
No, that's not true at all.
You remember
no,
the rap cars. Group, Lighter Shade of Brown?
Black cars, I would have gone with white. Oh, you know, I the see. White dude sure. drives the black car.
All right. Okay. Is this a male?
Hello?
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 Hi. Yes, okay. It's a male.
So far, so good.
How old are you?
38.
Nice.
Close.
Close in the, close. In the range.
White. Race?
White.
Wow. Wow.
Shoot. Damn.
Did you date a Hispanic beige. Girl?
He's not good at this.
No, got a beige truck because I got a beige boat.
Oh, there you go.
Beige boat.
Sure. That's a loophole. Boat. That's a loophole.
Is the boat loophole? Is
yeah.
Beige boat. What, you drive? Will you ride the Bayliner?
We don't have
what's
time for
on.
The whole interview, dude. Why don't you
go
just
ahead.
Accept
why are you
the
angry
fact?
At the people when you're wrong?
Why don't you just say, them? Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
They say there's no way to judge who a person is by what they drive. Let's just say that.
Can't you throw me like a silver Corvette, like a softball or something? You know,
no, I'm just
who drives a silver Corvette?
What they're calling.
An asshole.
All right.
A 42-year-old. Bald white guy.
All right. A black 2005 mm-hmm. Honda Civic LX. Honda Civic LX black 2005.
05.
Yeah. 35-year-old Hispanic woman.
Hispanic woman. Okay.
35-year-old Hispanic woman.
Is this a 35-year-old Hispanic woman?
Nope.
Sir, how old are you?
I'm 28.
28.
And your race, please.
White.
How about that?
So you're not an Hispanic woman.
All I want to say is if this was true, this would like end FBI profile.
That's true.
But you know what really sucks is that we're going to go back into the office after today's show, and he's still going to be every bit as confident.
Usually
that he
can I
do
can
it.
Still do it.
There's just so many wild
you guys,
cars.
You guys loopholes. Picked the wrong cars.
I guarantee you, you guys sabotaged me. You did the bit all wrong.
Exactly.
Oh, no, you totally tricked me. You this is fine. Me. Too many loopholes.
I'm fine with this.
I want
just think
to hear you say
loopholes.
I don't have any idea what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not going to do
I'm
that.
I'm talking out my
there
ass.
There is no way to figure out who a person is by what they drive.
That's I think people say. Need to be in groups and compartmentalized.
Right, but why do you think that needs to happen?
It's not the case.
It doesn't work then.
There's no way to judge a person
this
by what
sucks.
They drive.
All right.
I am talking out my ass.
I'm talking
it.
Out my ass.
I am a lying, crap-filled fool.
I am. I'm Larry. Larry?
Yeah. All right.
I am a lying, crap-filled fool.
Lightning's gonna read your car. What do you drive now?
Corolla, Sentra, Jeep, or Bug?
Well done.
Lightning's gonna read your car. What do you drive now?
One, two, shake me. One, two, take it.
Rape me.
All right. Thank
all
you.
Right, Lisa.
106.7 K-Rock and Scare QFM Pasadena, Los Angeles, and the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Oscar nominations announced this morning around 5:30 a.m. I'll tell you something. If this is the year they don't televise the Oscars, it's okay with me.
Why is that?
What about Juno?
I'm not sure if I want to see the competition, the energetic competition between Kate Blanchett and Elizabeth, Julie Christie and Away From Her, Marion Cotillard in Levy and Rose, Laura Linney in The Savages, and Ellen Page in Juno.
Juno?
Juno?
Have they completely stopped picking movies that anyone has seen?
Yes, they have this year. Mm. If I went down to the metro station and put a gun to somebody's head and said, tell me who Laura Linney is. What movie was she in? Bang. Brains all over the wall. That's what happened. Nobody would have any idea.
No Judy Dench?
No Dench's. No Julia Roberts.
Dench
no,
usually makes
Angelina
it in every year.
Jolie's. Where's the big names? Where's the big high-powered
movie stars?
All the movies
suck. You got to have the weirdo movies to get the kids going.
They don't suck, though. Like Charlie movies. Wilson's War. Is it too...
No, that came out in time. No nominations.
No nominations for that.
Nobody wants
it. It was an amazing
No
movie.
Hanks. No Julia Roberts. No big names this year. For the guys, it's a little bit better. George Clooney was nominated for Michael Clayton.
Clune dog!
He was great in that. Daniel Day-Lewis for There Will Be Blood. Johnny Depp in Sweeney Todd.
They sing a lot in that one, by the way.
Yeah, Kevin didn't know that
singing.
Was a musical going in. He was caught unawares. A
lot of songs.
Tommy Lee Jones in The Valley of Elah. And Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises.
Ooh.
It was interesting because he does have a tail. So he's got that
going
for
him. That is true.
Viggo?
Yeah, yep. Viggo's got a tail.
In real life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like a little Doberman cut-off tail or like a devil's tail?
Kind of like a Doberman cut-off tail.
A big tail with a pitchfork at the end. That's
seriously?
What he's got.
No. He's got a tail?
And he can wave
he's
it.
He's got an elongated coccyx.
Hey.
Oh, that's like a big tailbone.
Yeah.
But it comes out. It protrudes. He's got a tail.
He destroys somebody in the movie, too, sexually, doesn't he?
Apparently he does.
Yeah, he really gets it going.
Yeah.
That jackrabbit hip action.
He does. He mounts it steelhead style.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Awesome. All right, fellas.
Okay, let's move on.
Sweet. Yeah.
And you get to see his puto in the movie.
Do you really?
Shower scene murder.
You know, there's been a lot of penis
Louise,
shots.
Can you calm down about the nudity of Viggo Mortensen?
I'm just saying.
Man up a little
Did
bit.
Did you see Walk Hard? Because they got a dude's junk just like. Giant screen, like
talk
right up
less
on your
about
head.
Movie penile.
I'm just saying. I don't know why it's like all cool to do now.
I don't know why it's cool to wear a cardigan either, but people are doing it. That's all I'm saying.
I was an English major.
Sure. Best Motion Picture of the Year, the nominations are Atonement, Juno.
Juno.
Michael Clayton, No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood. For all the nominations, you can go to Oscar.com and check that out, but I thought you might be interested. Big buckets of money at the box office this weekend for Cloverfield. $46 million made over the long weekend.
And why is that, Ralph?
Because I said go. I said, I love this movie, you should go. And America went, whatever you say, sir.
America said that to
America
you?
Said it.
Wow.
They showed up in droves.
That's pretty cool.
It's the biggest opening for a movie ever in January. Here's the thing. Maybe this will encourage more movie studios to put out better movies throughout the year.
Oh, I would certainly hope so.
And not clog up the summers and the Christmas times so much.
It's been a rough January for movies.
Yeah. 27 Dresses was number two for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucket List for the old dying people was third on the list. Juno for all the pregnant teenagers out there was number four. National Treasure Book of Secrets, starring my man Nick Cage.
More of a Book of Secrets protector.
It was number five at the box office. He was also nominated for a Razzie. The Raspberry Awards came out today.
Oh, yeah.
The Golden Raspberry Awards. He was nominated for Worst Actor for his work in Ghost Rider.
How dare they?
Look at me. Don't even look over here.
I
got the tattoo in 2000.
Just
the
saying.
The movie came out 6 years later.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I already feel like an a-hole. Thank you.
You're a Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I have a Nick Cage tattoo on my back. Yes. Thank
Sunday
you.
Ghost Rider tattoo. Mad Money was number seven.
It used to be so cool.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
You know it did. It used to be cool, Ralph.
Alvin and the Chipmunks was number eight.
It.
Maybe you can get an Alvin and the Chipmunks tattoo next.
That'd be better. I always thought Fedor was kind of cute.
Yeah, he is kind of cute.
Butterball.
I Am Legend number nine and Atonement number 10 at the box office this weekend. I mentioned the Razzies. Here's some of the other nominations that came out. These are always funny because these are the worst performances, worst films in Hollywood. Eddie Murphy racked up 8 nominations for all his work in Norbit.
Sure. Nicely done.
Not only did he get nominated for Worst Picture, but also got nominated for Worst Actor, Worst Supporting Actor, Worst Screen Couple, Worst Supporting Actress, and Worst Screenplay because he plays all the characters.
These are all for him.
Yeah.
So he's taking on himself in the Razzies.
Yeah. Worst Picture nominations are Norbit, I Know Who Killed Me, starring Lindsay Lohan. Bratz, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, and Daddy Day Camp.
Kind of like Chuck and Larry, by the way.
Oh, stop it.
I like it a little bit.
See, we're not really gay. We love chicks, but we act gay.
They're real. You can feel them.
For the insurance.
No, they're icky. Red.
tests and I'm gay, remember? Remember how I said I was gay?
Do we have to buy tampons now?
Yeah.
No, we're not chicks. Yeah, we're just gay.
That mistake happens.
We're gay guys, so let's buy some tampons?
How stupid!
I'm just saying I didn't like it a lot, but I liked it some. Wasn't that bad.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Bill Bixby would have been 74.
Aw.
I just want to put that out there because I love me some Incredible Hulk.
He's the guy that played the Incredible Hulk in the 60s?
Not the 60s.
70s?
He was in the 70s, the series with Lou Ferrigno.
Hey. Lou Ferrigno and the Hulk. I played the Incredible Hulk, I tell everybody.
And Bill Bixby played David Banner, his alter ego.
Okay.
Don't make me angry, Mr. McGee. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. And he would turn Hulk.
Purple pants.
That's He's right. making fun of the Ghost Rider, by the way.
Oh, I would so get a Hulk tattoo if I had a chance.
I know you would.
Yeah. Linda
I'll take
Blair.
You over.
Where's your guy? Who does that? Who's hooked me up with all the Marvel tattoos?
Yeah, I'm from a port town. There's a tattoo parlor in every corner.
That's true. Linda Blair, who played the possessed girl Reagan in The Exorcist many years ago. Still one of the scariest movies ever.
Giant cans as an older woman.
Yeah, she got big, big boobs.
I mean, she could breastfeed St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. I remember in Boogie Town, USA, I think she starred. I remember seeing her cans.
Boogie Town, USA?
Yeah, it was a movie about disco roller skating.
Yeah, roller skating. I've seen that. It's a great movie.
Great
What's going
movie.
On here?
Yeah, it's excellent. She's 49 years old today. Diane Lane.
Oh.
Another attractive, talented actress.
D-Lane!
Although I think she may be on the other side of the mountain.
That's what I was thinking this whole time.
I don't think so, too.
Yeah, she's
past her prime, right?
And at this trailer, I'm like, wow, where's Diane Lane in this movie?
Past her prime, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Hey, but that French dude worked her out.
Unfaithful.
Yeah,
he took
movie.
Her in that stall.
He ripped her up.
Worked it. And also the stairwell where he just destroyed it.
The full baguette.
That's where she went over the that's where she went over the hill right there.
Yeah. He gave her the Reeve Gauche, brother.
Although she did a movie where she got a little house in Italy or something too.
Under the Tuscan Sun.
She was hot in that too.
Did she get destroyed in that one by a bidet or anything?
Yeah.
Some greasy guy makes it rain on her.
Okay,
All right.
Woo!
Excellent.
I'm just saying. Now she plays a computer chick in this, downloading death movie.
Right? I'm sure they've dragped her down a little bit on purpose.
I don't know.
Nah,
but
she's beat.
I kind of thought.
She's worn.
You can hear it flapping in the wind.
Is she still in her prime? No. She's not had her best years now, but she's still way hot.
Did you see her in The Outsiders?
Yes!
Young lady as Cherry.
Forget about it.
Cherry Fallon.
Cherry Fallon.
Yeah. Or her breakthrough movie, A Little Romance, when she was a teenager with Laurence Olivier running around. Oh,
long time ago is all I'm saying.
But now it looks like someone beat her with a laptop.
Down
there in the FBI computer lab.
Come on.
Someone roughed her up with a motherboard, if you know what I'm saying.
Did they do that?
Yeah.
At the FBI?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You are just saying.
I am, in my defense. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So it was Martin Luther King Jr. Day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
Martin Luther King.
We have our token black listener, Anel, on the phone. Good morning, Anel.
Well, yes.
Thank God you went with Psycho Mike yesterday.
Yeah, it was wild, man. It was pretty intense.
Anel went with Psycho Mike to
I'm not Psycho Mike anymore. I'm sorry. I don't respond to that name.
Is that right?
That's my slave name, bitch. I'm Abdul Malik Mustafa.
Where was the parade exactly? Long Beach?
No, the parade was actually on what we call the Strip over there off of Crenshaw between about King and Leimert Park.
Okay. And Psycho Mike, how did we end up getting Anel for cover? How did that work out?
Safety. I mean, there's no doubt about it. When we found out that there was a parade down Martin Luther King Boulevard on Slauson, we said, hey, we should go down there and get some tape. I said, fine, I'm in, but we're taking a black guy with me.
Because you thought they were going to Reginald Denny your ass? Is that what they thought?
If they know what they're doing, yes.
Yeah. It is Mike.
By the way, it is Mike. So, Anel, what was your thought of this before you went down there?
Well, I would have to say it was an interesting day. It was a little rainy, man. That was the one thing that kind of, it was very, very wet. But I will say that, my black people, we kept up. Spirits up and whatnot, man, and the parade, went on.
Parade went on anyway.
And about a million cops. I mean, I think the entire LAPD was out there.
He's not exaggerating. I've never seen so many police in my entire life.
No.
I'm sure they were there just to pay their respects.
Right. They all love Dr. King.
Yes. Really? There was millions of cops down there?
Half and half. And let me say this, and I don't misinterpret this.
What do you mean half
this.
And half? What does that mean?
Half of the cops were there, kind of riding in the parade. Hey, everybody.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And half of them were there for security. But Let me say this. I don't misinterpret this. I love the police. I'm a big supporter of law enforcement. But we pay your paycheck, and we support the police literally by paying our taxes.
Right.
Do not waste our tax money on Segways. That is the gayest thing I've ever seen. The LAPD yesterday were riding in Segway gangs. It looks so gay.
Yeah.
With a mob of Segways, man.
Wow. That does not strike fear into the heart of anyone, does it?
No, especially the brothers.
Wow.
I'm so authority, man. You know, black people, we are fast, man. We can run. I can outrun a Segway almost days, man.
Was everyone laughing at the police on the
yes.
Segway? Oh, my God.
Might as well put them on Vespas.
Oh. That's
right. Wow. All right, so you guys interviewed a whole bunch of people. I have the piece here. It's about 2.5 minutes. It's all edited together. What do you need to tell us before we play the clip?
Yeah, what did you go down there looking for? What were you looking to get, Psycho Mike?
Well, as someone who's not from the black community, I wanted to kind of get an idea of what the legacy of Mr. King means to them. I'm sure it's a lot more important. Almost all Americans appreciate Mr. King and what he did, but I think in the black community, it's something even more special. So I wanted to kind of get a taste of that.
Okay.
I'm sure it meant something different to Anel.
Anel, what did you hope for?
I was going for pure crazy, man. I'm looking for the guy that's standing on the street corner with his pants around his ankles, man, with a bottle of cold duck. And, you know, he's preaching the gospel.
Love it.
My man.
Good.
All right. Well, this is Psycho Mike and Anel at the MLK Jr. Parade.
Psycho Mike, I'm here with our token black friend, Anel, on Martin Luther King Day. Let's get black, bitch.
How you feel about this this fine day here?
It's a great day. It's a great day for the uplifting of black people and other people.
What does Martin Luther King mean to you?
Good, because he brought peace to the world.
Sir, what's your name?
Maxwell.
It's an interesting name. Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions for K-Rock Radio, sir?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Happy birthday, Dr. Malky.
What do you think is a more troubling issue for the black community? Parentless children or Flavor Flav? OJ did it, right?
No, he knows who did it.
He knows who did it.
Knew who did it. But he knew who did it. No, if you knew who did it, you think you go open your mouth and talk?
Well, no.
All right, because they'll get you.
But OJ did it.
No, he didn't do it. He knew who did it.
But he did it.
He did what?
He did it.
No.
Now OJ did it.
No.
Yes, he did.
No.
We're here at the Martin Luther King Day Parade. Do you think it's a good environment to break out the cowboy hat?
Well, heck yeah.
Excuse me, can I ask you some questions for K-Rock Radio?
No, I'm cool, man.
Okay.
Why is so many homeless in the streets?
Why?
I'm asking you.
Not enough houses for them?
Don't even ask me that.
I'm the owner of Back to the Nap Salon Cafe here on Quinshaw. We at the King Parade.
L.A. ain't about the hurting black folk. Did OJ do it? Hell no. So would you say it's hard out here for a pimp? Hell, if you ain't gonna pimp goddamn God, ain't nobody to pimp out here. Oh, thank you.
I'm here working 2 state initiatives. One is to decriminalize marijuana, take it from a felony to an infraction.
Do you think Martin Luther King smoked marijuana?
Probably.
I smell a little sticky icky here, man. You holding?
Nah.
Do you think Martin Luther King used to puff on the green?
I hope he did.
He did?
That's probably why he had that dream.
What does his legacy mean to you? If you didn't smoke so much dank, you probably have a better answer.
Don't be talking about it. I ain't smoked that stuff. I love this day. That's all I can tell you.
That's right. I think you were right, Mike. I think she was. She had a little much.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They were actually on the Shaw, man. You know, firing it up.
Nice.
I love my people, man.
Nicely done, Anel. Thank you.
Thank you much.
It's time for your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
And your prize today is a pair of tickets to Monster Jam this Saturday, January 26th at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, along with a pair of lift passes to Mountain High.
Wow.
You get on the air, 1-800-520-1067. Let's begin with Nick 3.0.
Oh,
the new Nick.
Hey guys, what's up?
How's it going,
hey, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
Well, actually, I gotta be honest with you, this has been a very good year thus far. Good things have happened.
Okay, what good has happened for you?
I'm making new friends. I'm having a lot of parties. I'm having a good time.
A lot
I'm
of
enjoying
parties.
Life.
Okay, what are you calling about today, Nick?
Well, yesterday was not so good.
Okay,
why, what happened?
Because my friend tried to get me to see Cloverfield, and
right.
He just tried to go, and I just didn't want to see it. It just looks really, really scary. I mean, it just looks too realistically scary, you know?
Okay.
Well, that's kind of the premise. It's a monster movie sort of, you know.
It's a good idea.
That's the idea.
But it's not for me, you know?
Okay. Well, not everybody likes scary movies.
Yeah.
Did you go?
I'm not a big scary movie guy. Anyways, my friend Mike, who's like my brother and like my best friend in the whole world, and I love him, and I know he's listening.
Okay.
He got me high before he went in.
Good. That should make it less scary.
I go in there, and about 10 minutes in, I start freaking out because I couldn't even get through the trailer of this movie. And I just feel like I was minutes away from a really, really bad trip.
You mean? You know? So you walked out before the monster, because for the
I just got too nervous. I couldn't watch it. I just did not want to see, like, really bad stuff happening to people, you know?
Would have been a bummer, huh?
I know, it's just...
The first 10 minutes, though, Nick, was just them at the party.
Yeah, it's just people drinking.
I knew it was going to happen. I also found out ahead of time what happened at the end. I got all the spoilers, you know?
Yeah. So you left because it was too scary, even though you knew what was going to happen.
I knew it was going to happen.
Wow. Okay. You really are a new man, Nick.
It's a good choice, Nick. Thank you for calling.
3.0. Strong and bold and vibrant.
Charles in Anaheim, good morning.
What it do, folk?
What it do, Charles?
Hey, I was calling, being one of your two black listeners, I was calling to see, what do you guys have planned for Black History Month, seeing as how enthusiastic you were about Martin Luther King Day?
We have a full month of programming for you. Full month.
Black programming?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, dashikis for everybody, right?
What's that?
Dashikis.
For everybody.
Yeah. That's correct, yes.
A lot of Lenny Kravitz. We playing a lot of that.
All right, so Otis Redding in there, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Otis Redding, sure. Name it. It's Otis Redding month, actually, here on K-Rock.
Awesome. Public Enemy in there, too?
Yeah. Sure. You know, we're down with Flavor Flav.
We'll be drinking 40s during the show.
Sweet.
Good times.
Red Kool-Aid, too, now.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you know it, Charles.
Break out the grape soda. It's going to be good times.
Or a shot of root beer chicken.
Absolutely.
Chicken dip, you know what I mean?
Now you're getting stereotypical. I don't like it, Charles. How dare you?
Hey.
All right. Thank you for the call. I don't approve of that kind of talk.
Charles can get away with it.
Let's go to Hank in Murrieta. Good morning, Hank.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
There's a name, Hank. None of them guys named Hank anymore. That's a great name.
That's right, brother. It's kind of a nickname for Henry. You know, Henry Aaron, Hank Aaron.
Sure. Man's name, what? Hank.
Hey, I wanted to talk a little. Hey, first of all, what up, Lisa Mama? How you doing?
What up, Hank?
Lisa Mama.
Hey, talk a little college football. What do you guys hoping? Petros is still there. Talk about Norm Chow coming to the Bruins.
Yeah.
We were talking about that off air with P a little bit. It's quite a controversy here in local sports.
Seems like a pretty big middle finger.
It's going to be some exciting football. You got Rick Neuheisel coming back, the next Bruin. You got Chow coming from SC. You got Dwayne Walker staying, so hopefully we can take care of those crooks over there at SC.
Automatically, the Bruins program now is lifted just by those acquisitions, so it should be interesting.
Outstanding.
All right. Thanks for the call. Looking forward to next football season.
Trust me, I'm feeling the same way. You see that commercial with Peyton Manning where he talks about, I know you're bummed because, football's almost over, but here's some things to look forward to. No, I'm bummed, too. I'll see you next fall.
That's going to be a bummer. Jenner in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What did you do, nephew?
What did I do?
What did you do, Jenner?
Hey, did anybody catch that presidential debate yesterday? I think that we really need these writers back because some of the questions were pretty out there.
I can't do the presidential stuff yet. It's still
last night's was interesting. There was a little bit of a cat fight between Obama and
Osama. He's ringing. He's running.
He's running, too.
Yeah, there was quite there was some fighting going on. But one of the questions that they asked was, they asked Obama if they believed that President Clinton, if he considered him to be the first black president.
That was one of the questions for him?
Well, famously, there was a black author named Toni Morrison who said Clinton is our first black president because he was so sort of entrenched with the black community.
Right.
Yeah.
But that made it into the presidential debate?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like much of a question.
I thought that was a little bit racist. I mean, why is that? Why would they consider him that? Because he smoked a little pot or because he liked big white women? I mean, what was that about?
Yeah, both.
Here's your chunk. Here's your comedy chunk on black people.
Thank you for the call.
Actually, Obama said he would have to know if Bill could dance a little bit better before he called him black or not.
Oh, I like it. That's a creative answer.
So he's coming back with a little zinger on his own.
They were yelling at each other at some point?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's awfully close. They're going to get really nasty before this is done.
And both of them were yelling about how nasty the other one was, by the way, while they were being nasty.
At least we only have another 10 months of this.
That's true.
Good
and John
times.
Edwards going, hey, what about me over here?
Poor John.
Carlos in Southgate. Good morning.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Go ahead, Carlos.
What's going on?
All right, yeah, sorry. Well, I was driving the other day down the freeway, pretty much. Got a feeling somebody's looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
Turned to my left, see some two girls saying hi to me, whatever.
Nice.
We keep going. All of a sudden, she just flashes me.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was amazed, yeah, and I just keep looking, and all of a sudden, I go right in under a Tahoe.
Oh, you ran no. into the back of another car?
Yeah.
Dude.
And Lisa Mae, do they enjoy doing stuff like that? Like
yes. Yeah, Lisa Mae, does your kind like doing that? Making poor guys have accidents?
Yes, we have meetings about it, about the really? Best way to throw you off and make you crash into their cars.
Carlos, this is what they talk about in Whore Club.
Is how it? To lose yes. your socks and how to make you crash.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Whore thank Club. You very much.
So, score point for us.
They were good, though.
Carlos,
good.
I was going to say, really, even with the accident, isn't it worth it?
It was a nice pair. It was all right. Yeah,
are you insured?
Okay. No.
Yeah, it's not worth
that's
it.
Good point. Yeah. Didn't think about that. Yeah. It makes a big difference.
AIS, man.
All right. Thanks for the call.
A month.
All right. Thanks to everybody on the Kevin and Bean Show today. Tomorrow we have a brand new show. We have Julie Benz on the program tomorrow.
Oh, she's so hot.
Plays, and she's in Rambo, and she's also in Dexter, which is coming to CBS, which is awesome.
Whatever. With Dexter, she's in Rambo.
She's in Rambo, yes. So we're going to talk to her.
Live for nothing. Or die for something.
Yeah,
you decide.
Says
you decide!
Also, Zachary Levi, who is Chuck in Chuck.
Yes.
Is going to be on the program tomorrow. There's a couple of new Chucks on the way.
Love that show.
Yay.
Doto has a gun permit.
Come on!
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We can't let him be locked and loaded.
He has a gun permit. And we'll talk to him hopefully tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show. And is there really a Southwest Airlines stripper flight? Not just... On Fridays, do a lot of strippers go on Southwest Airlines? Right. Is there a solid flight full of nothing
they
but strippers?
All load up on.
How great would that be?
That would be the best.
And I but
wanna,
only if they let you on.
I yes. want to be the stewardess on that flight.
Steward.
Yes.
So we'll take calls on that tomorrow morning as well. Kat is next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop. She's got a new song from Armor for Sleep called Hold the Door. She's got Jimmy Eat World, Incubus, Modest Mouse, and more right after this.